protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
From Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan, Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome into Game 4 of a 6-game homestand. Tonight, the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps with Luis Morales, the A's top pitching prospect, on the mound for the Nuts against the lefty Joe Miller of the Caps. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Nate Miller. Nate, good to have you along here with me.
Good to be back in the booth again, Jesse. We got some great baseball weather out here tonight. I can't wait to get this one started here soon.
I thought it was supposed to rain. It rained earlier. It's gorgeous right now. We've got Laugh You fireworks. It's a superhero night. But before we go any farther into tonight, let's look back to yesterday when it was the Olive Burgers who halted a 4-game Lansing losing streak.
Yeah, they... Olive Burgers yesterday did a fantastic job, and as Adam so beautifully wrote on the social media caption, the Whitecaps could not catch up to us last night, and that's because we got ahead early. The Lugnuts got ahead early, and this lineup allowed the pitching staff to pitch with the lead. Will Johnston pitched phenomenal last night, only gave up 2 earned runs, and that's what was missing from the pitching side of things. A starter that was not giving up a bunch of runs to this offense. That's what we got last night, and that's what we're hoping to get from Luis Morales again tonight.
Will Simpson was all right, too. In fact, the Olive Burgers offense, 14 base hits. You had Simpson with a double, a sac fly, expanding his league leads in extra base hits and RBIs. But Nate Nankill went 4-for-4. Ryan Lasko went 3-for-5. The whole lineup contributing, and in the end, they held off the Whitecaps despite a Max Clark home run in the ninth inning. Final score, Olive Burgers 6 and the Whitecaps 5. And that brings us to today. Do you want to start with the pitching matchup or should we go back to the bats?
I say we start with the bats today.
Okay. With the bats in this Lansing attack, you've got a day off for Luke Mann. The rest of the offense, though, it's pretty much what we've seen. Saheed Valenzuela not in the offense today. No Angel Arevalo. Johnny Butler back in the leadoff spot. Danny Bautista Jr. goes down to the 9-hole. Who are you looking at it stepping up today for the Nuts?
Well, I'm not only picking this guy because he has a great name, but as you said, he went 4-for-4 last night with 4 singles. I'm going with Nate Nankill. Just had a phenomenal game yesterday. A nice bat to have in the middle of that lineup, and I'm looking for that same kind of production today. Kind of similar to what I said with Casey Yamauchi yesterday. Got on base all 4 times, but all 4 were singles. Not that that's bad, but I really want to see that pop out of Nate Nankill. That first home run, ooh, today would be a great day to have that happen, huh?
He's hitting .358 now since getting promoted from High A Stockton. On the other side, we know what West Michigan's offense has done in the series. 9 runs in a win, 11 runs in a win. Even yesterday, 5 runs in defeat. Who are you looking at for the Caps?
Well, I was thinking of picking a guy that hit his first High A home run last night, but the Whitecaps aren't fully maxed out tonight. No Max Clark, but Max Anderson is in the lineup. So I'm going with the 9-hole hitter, Patrick Lee. I think he's kind of under the radar, been one of the hottest hitters in this Whitecaps lineup. In his last 5, he's hitting .462, a .533 on-base percentage, .538 slugging, and that brings you a 1.071 OPS. It's going to be big for him to set the table at the bottom of the order for the top of the order tonight. So I think he's going to be a crucial piece in this game, and if he succeeds, the Whitecaps may be putting up some runs.
NAIA represent. You know he's 9 for his last 16 against the Lugnuts, a two-run single again yesterday. You told me, though, that you had some bold predictions for today's game.
I do have some bold predictions. Do we want to hit the pitching matchup before we give those out?
You know what? I think let's go right into the bold predictions first.
All right, we're going to do that. Number one, our starting pitcher, Luis Morales, is going to touch 100 miles an hour tonight.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's been flirting with it all year, and on a night like this, it's beautiful. Maybe he summons some of that super strength tonight, and he touches triple digits.
Bold prediction number two.
Nate Nankill is going to drive in Will Simpson at least two times tonight. I'm thinking two RBIs for Nankill, and Simpson is going to be two of those.
Oh, you're calling your shot. Number three.
Speaking of calling a shot, a little home run prediction. I think someone gets their first of the year tonight, and I think it's our catcher, C.J. Rodriguez.
C.J. Rodriguez going yard. All right, I love it. So Luis Morales hitting 100 miles an hour. Nate Nankill knocking home Will Simpson at least twice. C.J. Rodriguez going deep, but here's the problem. They'll have to do that against the Whitecaps lefty, Joe Miller. You see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of challenge does the West Michigan starter present?
It's going to be a big challenge. Something of note, he's the first lefty starting pitcher that the Lugnuts have faced in this series. We saw the other, Jay Miller, on this roster last night, and now it's Joe's turn on the mound. In his last start, he was at Beloit, and he pitched a career-high 6 innings. And over those 6 innings, he gave up 0 runs on only 4 hits. But the little caveat to that, he did not have a single strikeout. So there were a lot of balls being put in play. And as we saw last night, when you put balls in play, good things can happen. So if the Lugnuts can avoid striking out, see a lot of balls put in play, maybe get a lucky one to fall, and that's how we're going to be putting up some runs on Joe Miller, hopefully.
You mentioned those 6 scoreless innings from Miller. We saw 6 scoreless innings from Morales, his last outing here at home. The last time out, though, against the Great Lakes Loons, he was not as sharp. What do you expect from the 21-year-old?
I expect Luis to follow in Will's footsteps. I mean, as I said earlier, Will Johnston only had 2 earned runs tacked onto his line last night, and I think Luis Morales is going to have something similar. I mean, this is a very good West Michigan offense, so you can't expect them to be quiet the entirety of the game, but I think Luis Morales is going to do a very good job at limiting the production of that offense. He only gave up... read the wrong thing. And this guy is our ace. You know, Luis Morales is our guy, so when your guy is on the mound, you expect great things out of him, so I'm expecting great things out of Luis Morales today.
I love it. Lineup exchange at home plate when we return on Lansing Lugnuts pregame. We'll have the starting nines with Adam Jackson. Nate, thank you.
Thank you.
Nate Miller, everyone. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts pregame.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Rivalry renewed. Whitecaps and Lugnuts on a Friday night, a Marvel superhero night in Michigan State Capitol. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler now joined by Adam Jaxa. Adam, tell me about those starting nines.
Alrighty, sir. Yes, let's begin with West Michigan. They're 26-18 after losing last night to Lansing, and 57-53 overall. So their lineup tonight, it is Max Clark off day. He takes every Friday off. So the Whitecaps have a different look to the start of their order. Seth Stevenson, he leads off tonight in right field. Max Anderson bats second and plays second. Tyrone Lorenzo, the catcher, with 7 hits in this series, 3 homers, bats third. Batting cleanup, Roberto Campos in center field. At third base, swinging fifth, is Isaac Pacheco. Luke Gold is batting sixth at first base. Jim Jarvis hits seventh at short. Bennett Lee bats eighth as the DH. And Patrick Lee swings ninth in left field. Stevenson, Anderson, Lorenzo, Campos, Pacheco, Gold, Jarvis, Lee, that's Bennett, and then Patrick. And they support the lefty, Joe Miller. Jesse, anybody in particular tonight you're looking at that Lansing and Luis Morales has to be extra careful with?
I think Seth Stevenson is a problem. We know how good he's been defensively. Offensively, he has caught fire as of late. And the last time that Lansing played West Michigan on a Friday night without Max Clark in the starting lineup, Max Anderson went yard at the very top of the order. Stevenson and Anderson, and then the guy heading third, Tyrone Lorenzo, one of the hottest hitters in all the league. You can look right there to understand where Morales has to be careful.
On that Friday, though, Lugnuts got the win.
Yes, they did. 8-5.
We'll see if they can do that again here tonight. Here is the 9 for Craig Conklin, the second-year manager for the Lansing Lugnuts. They're 20-25 in the second half, 52-58. They're closing in. Just 9 home games left in the 2024 season. Johnny Butler leads off as the DH. Ryan Lasko bats second in center field. In left field, Jared Dickey swings third. Will Simpson is the cleanup hitter at third base. Swinging fifth, Nate Mankill in right field. TJ Schofield Sam hits sixth at second base. Casey Yamauchi's at short, hitting seventh. CJ Rodriguez catching tonight, swinging eighth. And Danny Bautista Jr. to round out the 9 for the Nuts at first base. Butler, Lasko, Dickey, Simpson, Mankill, Schofield Sam, Yamauchi, Rodriguez, Bautista Jr. They support the top pitching prospect in the entire A's org. That is the 21-year-old Luis Morales. Okay, not a spotlight hitter, Jesse. You have to pick one Lugnut that is going to break the streak of non-home run games. Who is hitting a home run tonight for Lansing?
I mean, I'd love to say that it's Casey Yamauchi, because who hit the ball harder than Mighty Casey yesterday? But I look up right to the very top of the order, and I think that we're looking at Johnny Butler or Ryan Lasko. We understand Butler's great power and the extra base ability. Ryan Lasko, one of the strongest guys on the team.
So, in fact, there will be joy in Lansing tonight, perhaps, if Butler or Lasko can get it done. Beautiful 79-degree night. It is muggy, but we are ready for baseball with the sun out. We will send it down for tonight's national anthem with both teams lined up the first and third baseline. Madison Muggenborg down there for tonight's national anthem in the sun on Jackson Field. It is time for baseball on a superhero night for the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps. Game number 111 of 132 tonight. Lugnuts 20-25 in the second half, 52-58. Whitecaps 26-18 in the second half, 57-53. Lansing won their first in the series yesterday, 6-5. It is game 4 tonight. So the Whitecaps lead 2-1. We will see if we are even heading into the final two games of the series. Some superheroes wear capes, others wear gray tucked in Lansing Lugnuts polos with a red collar and a red stripe at the end of the sleeves. Anyway, here is Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
I saw the Incredibles. Wearing a cape is very dangerous for you. On the outfield for Lansing, Jared Dickey's in left, Ryan Lesko in center, and at right field, Nate Nankill. Around the infield, Danny Bautista Jr. is at first, T.J. Schofield, Sam at second. The shortstop is Casey Yamauchi, and at third base, Will Simpson. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Man on the mound out of Antilla, Cuba. It's the right-hander, Luis Morales. You know, Adam, Morales' time against West Michigan this year, 3 1/3 innings and a loss on June 28th, 3 1/3 innings in a no decision July 24th. Can he go deeper than that today?
I'm going to say yes.
And she declares play ball. You heard her. Enough said. Seth Stevenson, Max Anderson, Tyron Lorenzo coming up. Something that you have brought up before with Morales, too, is he has not allowed a home run since back on June the 28th. There was a time there where he was giving up home runs on a start-by-start basis. You know who he was facing on June the 28th, the last home run allowed? It was West Michigan. Roberto Campos hit it. First pitch of the ball game and misses outside. Ball one at 7:04 p.m. Right-hander against right-hander, Morales to Seth Stevenson. The pitch is hit in the air and shallow left center. Jared Dickey over. Calls for it, makes the catch in front of Lasko. One gone. By the way, Morales' fastball, 97 miles an hour. Nate, I'm keeping an eye. Gave you the three. I don't know, do we want to call them the guarantees, the hot takes?
Nate's takes.
Works for me. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins is saying something has to be cleared out of the way. Now we're ready. One out. On the pitch. Max Anderson swings and misses. Strike one. 97 exploding by him up above the zone. Mr. Anderson. Even stands, knees bent. Pitch on its way. Outside corners. Strike two called at 98 miles an hour. And 0-2. Down and away. Wet slider. Morales has been working at throwing a hard slider. That there was the sweeper. One out, nobody on. No score. Out of 1-2 pitch to the Cornhusker. Down and away.
Sounded like a little southern there. That there.
From 0-2 to 2-2, Morales deals. Inside. Into his kitchen. Nine homers this year for Anderson. 15 doubles, 3 triples. A payoff pitch. That's high for ball four. So he chased the very first pitch of the plate appearance, and then he did well after falling behind. And we have a one-out walk for West Michigan. Change of pace for Morales on 3-2. Interesting. Anderson at first, 1-for-1 in steals. Here's Tyron Lorenzo. First pitch. Side ball one. Yanked the fastball. Lorenzo yesterday was treated like Barry Bonds. 1-for-1 with a single and 4 walks. The deal. Side ball two. And they're still working in the same way. But Adam, that's what happens after he opens up the series the way that he did. 6-for-6 with a walk. His first 7 plate appearances. 3 homers. The pitch. A check swing foul at home. There's strike one. I heard a compelling conversation down below in the offices. as they were trying to figure out who should get which supervillain up on the video board. Laranzo landed with Loki. Lansing looks for a double play for Alice's pitch. And that slides inside.
I would have gone with Thanos, I think, for that.
Yeah. Three and one. By the way, that last pitch, that wasn't the worst pitch. It was just that Rodriguez had to reach back for it. A fly out, a walk. And Laranzo takes ball four. Gets away from Rodriguez, but Anderson in no hurry and trotting up to second. And that's back-to-back base on balls. And they've never pitched to Laranzo again. Tyrone Laranzo now has drawn 13 walks through 13 games with West Michigan. And pitching coach Don Schulze is on his way out to the mound. Roberto Campos is coming up, and remember, it was Campos who homered against Morales earlier this year. Well, one thing's for sure, Adam, we're seeing Morales show every single pitch here, and we're three batters in. You and I have talked about the pitchers who try to show you nothing but the fastball, maybe something else to get through the first time through the order, at the very least the first inning. Let's see how they simplify things. Campos, just like Morales, out of Cuba. Just like Morales, signed for more than $1 million. Righty to righty. Check swing. Did it go? On appeal? No. Ball one, says Jabril Jeter Abdullah, the base's umpire. Campos in the series is 4-for-9 with a double. The pitch, way outside, just not even close. 2-0.
It just doesn't have his command right now. All of a sudden, I mean, he got through the first four pitches, threw three strikes in the first four, and then six straight balls, and he's trying to refine it.
No score. Campos foul, tips it. Strike one. How about 96 right down the middle?
Oh, that'll do.
Black Sox pulled up to the knees for Morales. 6'3", 190 pounds. High set, the pitch. Broke it down and away. Ball three. That's where he's been missing, his extension side. With everything. That or up. 3-1 hitter's pitch. Fouled straight back. Once again, that's a meaty fastball at 96, and Campos could do nothing with it.
Yeah, and if you're West Michigan right now, you're sitting fastball middle. Because everything else, like you said, he's not able to find it right now, and see if that comes back to him. But a little rare to see him not be as sharp with his command.
He's coached only two double plays this year. The pitch, strike three called, and it's the fastball. And Campos had to have been looking for something else. 98 miles an hour sits him down. Morales' first strikeout. Well, Anderson at second, Laranzo at first, two gone, no score. For Isaac Pacheco batting left. Luis throws. And there's a called strike. How about the off speed to start him? Much, much better. Pacheco, three hits in the opener. At 0-1. Got it in. Pacheco was just activated off the injured list in time for the series. Hitting 210 through 50 games. High draft pick of the Tigers a couple of years ago. The pitch. Hits it out towards center field. Back goes Ryan Lasko. Reaches out for the wall. Makes the catch with still plenty of room to spare. The side is retired. Two walks. Stranded. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Whitecaps nothing. Lugnuts coming up against Joe Miller.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was not the prettiest first inning for Luis Morales, but he got through it. 22 pitches, only 9 of which were strikes. And yet, he worked around a couple of walks. And let's go to the bottom half now. The lefty Joe Miller for West Michigan takes on Butler, Lasko, and Dickey. Lefty-lefty. The pitch to Johnny Butler. Start things off with a called strike on the outside corner. 92 miles an hour. Joe Miller's 16th appearance, 15th start. The turn, the kick, the offering. Breaks down and away. Johnny Butler, on the other hand, hitting .233 through 95 games with 22 doubles, 5 triples, 7 home runs. Man out of NC State. A 1-1. Inside for ball two. Not the fastball from Miller consistently right now. 92 miles an hour. His catcher, Tyrone Lorenzo. Hitter's pitch here on 2-1. Up and in for ball three. Adam, what do you think the Lugs' key should be against Joe Miller?
I think it's not changed. It's just continue to put pressure on, and once they get him on, knock him in.
Miller's 3-1. That misses low, and it's a 5-pitch walk for the Lansing DH.
Right, this is what we're talking about. They've consistently continue to get guys on. Now it's just about what they did last night. Getting them in, taking advantage of their opportunities, and creating that depth in the order where 1 through 9 remains dangerous.
No score. Here's Ryan Lasko batting right. First pitch. He bunts it up the third base side. Pacheco comes in, grabs, throws. He's safe at first, not caught by Gold. Infield single rules the official score for Ryan Lasko, and Johnny Butler up to second.
That was going to be really interesting if he caught that ball, if that would have been safe or out, but great hustle either way. There you go, two early base runners and a great chance.
We just saw the Whitecaps strand two in the top half. Now for Lansing. In the bottom half, nobody out. Jared Dickey swings and grounds to shortstop. Jarvis picks to second. One. Turn to first by Anderson. Not in time. A force out of Lasko. Butler to third. Runners are at the corners with one away. Here's Will Simpson, league leader in runs batted in. Righty waits, lefty throws. Foul back to the netting. Gave him the off-speed to start him. Will tried to wait on it, and then those lightning-quick hands flashing through. Scoreless, bottom of the first inning, what a chance. Second baseman Anderson up the middle. Miller delivers. Down and in. I think that this is prime chance, exactly as you said. Get those runners on. What do you do with them?
Got to score. Got to find a way to get them in early. Give yourself a lead, just like Lansing did in yesterday's game, scoring in the second.
The pitch. High fly, deep left field. It is gone! He scored them. A three-run shot majestically out to left for Will Simpson. It's his 15th homer of the year. And a 3-0 Lugnuts lead.
Will Simpson just continues to smash. 15 home runs. Man, oh man, that is a big boost for the Nuts.
Nick Bertoia might have called that in the pregame.
Oh.
And now Nate Nankill. Lefty to righty. High ball one. League-leading 45th extra base hit. Now Simpson up to a league-leading 76 ribbies. One out, nobody on. A 1-0. And Nankill pushes it on the ground to second. Max Anderson gloves those to first. And two gone. You know, you asked me before the game began who was going to break up the Lugnuts' homerless streak. I should have looked at the guy who leads the team in homers.
Sometimes the answer is just right there in front of you. But to your point, I mean, Butler, Lasko, both capable guys. But Will Simpson said, hey, don't forget about how consistent I have been swinging over the fence all year long.
Ball one low and away to T.J. Schofield-Sam. You know, we never forgot. Sixth home run allowed this year by Joe Miller. 3-0 Lugnuts, two outs. Lefty to lefty. Here's the pitch to Schofield-Sam. Up and in, and let's see. Foul ball, HBP. I think home plate umpire Humpkins, yep, pointed him down to first base. It caught TJ. Gets that right elbow out there, and that ran up and in. And Schofield-Sam is hit by the pitch for the sixth time in 14 games with Lansing.
By the way, for Joe Miller, remember, he had blanked the Lugnuts the last two times he'd faced him. They hadn't scored against him since that first outing against him way back on June 25th.
Casey Amauchi takes a gold ball outside. I think that's a very good point.
So one could say Lansing has revved their motorcycle or engines here in this first inning.
That's right. What a... Yamauchi takes strike call. Outside corner at the letters. And Miller's coming off those six scoreless innings last time out against Beloit. Although, as Nate Miller pointed out in the pregame show, zero strikeouts. Balls have been put in play against him. Break even 1-1. Punched on the ground beyond the first baseman. Goal, base hit to right field. Schofield-Sam takes the turn. He's gone for third. A throw to second base by Stevenson. Single for Yamauchi. And they're right back at the corners. Visits the mound by Dan Rickaball. By the way, in yesterday's game, Lansing went 5-for-14 with runners in scoring position. This was something that, Adam, as you mentioned, they've struggled with last week against Great Lakes, week before that against Dayton. Trying to put things together. They won yesterday to halt a four-game losing streak and off to a flying start today. A three-run homer by Simpson has Lansing leading Joe Miller and the Whitecaps 3-0. And they're looking for more of this first. Joe Miller, if you go back to 2021, he was a Savannah Banana. That was in the Coastal Plain League. Fifteen teams in the Coastal Plain League 2021. College Wooden Bat League. There's the pitch to CJ. Lefty to righty. Strike called inside corner. Savannah that year finished 36-8. Can you imagine telling folks I was a Savannah Banana what they would think of now? They're a traveling show. The 0-1. Ground ball hopping off the mound right to Anderson, room service. And then to second to Forsat Yamauchi. And the side retired, the inning over. But the Nuts scored three with one swing. There were three hits in the inning for the Lugnuts. The biggest, Will Simpson shot. His 15th home run of the year. Two runners left as we go to the second. 3-0 Nuts at Jackson Field.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Six of Joe Miller's last seven starts, he had held the opposition scoreless. One inning today, no sir. Three-run homer by Will Simpson. And the Lugnuts lead the Whitecaps 3-0 entering the second. Goal Jarvis and Lee for West Michigan against the right-hander Luis Morales. Fires, and Luke Gold fouls it away, strike one. On the rooftop, bouncing down into the suite. Righty versus righty, pitch on its way. A ground ball smoked beyond the shortstop, Yamauchi, base hit in the left center. Gold rounds first base, head full of steam. And then he stops, and the throw comes in from Lasco. Lead-off single for the Whitecaps on their first hit of the ballgame. Here's Jim Jarvis. Third baseman Will Simpson backs up a little bit from the baseline and moves to his left as Jarvis takes the ball low. Shortstop Yamauchi is cheating right next to second base. Outfield straight up and deep, especially Lasco in center. Wind blowing out to right field. Left-handed batter, 3-0 Lugs. The pitch. Jarvis takes a ball low. And the first inning for Morales, that was the problem. After a leadoff flyout, he went walk to Anderson, walk to Lorenzo, and stranded them. Delivers. Floating to the outside corner. Strike call.
2-1.
Jim Jarvis comes in hitting 221 this year. A 2-1 pitch. Low and in. Three balls and a strike. Jarvis is most definitely a contact hitter, and yet somehow, Adam, they made him the key man today. The pitch. A ground ball down to first base, grabbed by Batista Jr. Steps on first, throws to second. Gold to the rundown. Yamauchi to Danny. Apply the tag. Double play. 3-6-3. And I would say that was expertly handled between Batista Jr. and Yamauchi. And Luke Gold realized he was in for it.
Just a great play by Danny Bautista Jr. No panic. Step on the bag and get the out.
Bennett Lee takes the ball low and away. So leadoff single. Don't worry about it. In a different sense for Luis Morales. Luis started to kick to throw and they were shouting at him, no, no, no. The bad boy was still behind home plate retrieving the baseball. I know that we're trying to speed up the pace of play, but take care of bad boys. 3-0 Lugs. The pitch. Lee takes it high. Well, Adam, it took till game four. But finally, we have our first game of the series in which we have two Lees in the starting lineup for West Michigan. Bennett Lee takes high. 3-0. Patrick Lee is on deck.
Oh, can't you see?
Patrick Lee started the opener. Bennett Lee game two. The pitch. That's right in there. I call it strike one. Patrick Lee played yesterday, so I wondered, would today be Bennett Lee's day? And yes, but also Patrick. On the 3-1, Bennett Lee swings and misses. High cheddar. Bennett Lee out of Wake Forest. Mike McFerrin now working in the A's organization. Coming out of the Wake Forest factory, just hired by the A's in his first season. Here this homestand had a chance to catch up with Bennett, the team in Deacons. Mike helping out the pitchers in the system. Bennett takes a ball low, and Lee is on. Third walk given out by Morales. Here comes Patrick Lee. Are you in the mood for broccoli?
Sure.
Top of the second, 3-0 Lansing. The pitch. Patrick Lee takes a called strike. Boy, did that buckle him. What a slider. Number 9 hitter in the order, and yet spotlight hitter for Nate Miller. He's been so good. And a 1. Slid outside. Trying to get that torque right. That slider is playing tricks with him. Got to get the mind right and also make sure that that lead shoulder doesn't fail. On the 1-1, Lee takes a strike 2 called. The fastball grazing the shadow zone, maybe. Favorable call from Morales. Bennett Lee at first. Time granted to Patrick Lee. Steadily. The 1-2. Strike 3 called. Breaking in there swiftly. And Lee becomes strikeout victim number 2 for Morales. Side retired. 1 single, 1 walk, no runs. 1 man left. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Lugnuts leading the Whitecaps 3-0.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The man out of Penn, Joe Miller, to the mound for the bottom of the second inning. He'll take on 9-1 and 2, Batista Jr., Butler, and Lasco. 3-0 Lugnuts on a first inning 3-run blast by Will Simpson, Washington Husky. There's Danny Batista Jr. Joe Miller out of Hatboro, PA. Left to righty, first pitch. Danny rockets it down the left side, back toward the wall. It hits high off the wall. It's a fair ball. Great carom played by Lee. Fires in the second. The tag on Danny. He's out. Jabril Jeter Abdullah reared back with a big punch. Single. And then 7-4. Patrick Lee, well played. Max Anderson there for the tag as Danny tried to pull up short and then sneak his way in. And if you're Joe Miller, he could breathe a sigh of relief. It's the fourth hit that he's allowed already. One out, lefty, lefty. Johnny Butler hits it foul off the left side. Strike one. Butler drew a leadoff walk. He and Jarrett Dickey scored with a Simpson homer. 3-0 Nuts. Third baseman Pacheco off his line and in. Shortstop Jarvis up the middle. Here it comes. Strike called. Fastball inside corner. Miller steps off the rubber. There's a bit of a communication failure. Ah, this is what it was. The home plate umpire Hopkins was trying to get his attention. They were calling out from the Lansing dugout saying, hey, how about a pitch clock infraction? But it was Hopkins who stopped Miller from throwing just because he wanted the baseball swapped. 0-2. Pitcher's count. Miller to Butler. Down and away. Shadows have stretched big time out of the left field corner right now. Video board shadow is already falling across the right fielder Stevenson, who's out there in deep right. Miller's 1-2. Butler bounces foul right side. That will stay right here. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I've got Adam Jackson here with me. Nate Miller also on hand. 3-0 Nuts. Game four of the six-game series. Lug Nuts win. They'll split the first four games. Miller's pitch. Up and in for ball two. Johnny Butler drafted out of NC State, where he won the ACC batting title. The 2-2 pitch. A bouncing ball up the first base side and fell to another guy out of the ACC, Boston College Eagle Luke Gold. Johnny transferred into NC State. Out of JUCO, native of Illinois, Shanahan. 428th pick 3 years ago. Signed for $125,000. The 2-2. Last foul up the left side. Join the Lugnuts first professional season in 2021. Last year I had a chance to go up to AA Midland. The break even. Line drive lobbed in and off the glove of the third baseman Pacheco. It falls and Butler reaches first safely. Base hit Johnny Butler. Isaac Pacheco is a big guy, 6'4" tall. He was positioned in the right spot, way off his line, just trying to backpedal, hopped up. And boy, the ball hit him in the glove and he could not corral with the leaf. So another base hit for the Lugnuts. One out, runner on, 3-0 Lansing. Throw over by Miller, Butler back in without a tag. And that's 10 batters faced by Miller and 5 base hits plus 1 walk and 1 HBP. Here's Ryan Lasko, the pitch. Ball went inside. The outs recorded by Miller so far. Fielder's choice hit into by Jared Dickey. Fielder's choice hit into by C.J. Rodriguez. Ground out for Nate Nankill and Danny Bautista Jr. out trying to stretch a single into a double. The ball went offering. Lasko grounds sharply to shortstop Jarvis Fields. To Anderson one, Anderson to first. That's a double play. 6-4-3. Two singles, no runs, and nobody left here in the second inning for Miller. Let's go to the third inning. It won't be Miller time then. It will be Morales time. Luis Morales and the Nuts leading 3-0 over the Whitecaps.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there as we bring you back for the third inning at Jackson Field. Lansing leading 3-0 thanks to a three-run homer from Will Simpson. So Luis Morales is back out here for his third inning of work and back through the top of the card for a second time against number two, Seth Stevenson, the leadoff man. First pitch, slides it in there, strike one. Morales has been a little bit all over the place with his zone, but he's allowed three walks and a base hit, no runs. 0-1 pitch. Bunt popped up behind home plate towards the lower bowl. And it is strike two. Couple went there for a catch there, but not to be made, unfortunately. That's the one you got to catch. Less velocity coming at you off a bunt. 0-2 pitch. Popped up. This is foul back towards the lower bowl. And that one is dropped as well, somewhere down there. Two souvenirs, back-to-back plays.
Do you know what I like about that is after the first one goes into the crowd, now everybody is alert and ready.
We have a third, 0-2. This is popped up, first base side, foul territory. Danny Bautista Jr. over towards the track, reaches, tumbles onto the tarp, but the baseball bounds away, and Danny Bautista Jr. jumps back up. He's back to his position. Good effort there. Avoided a tough spill. And now he's sharing a laugh with first base umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Danny has quite the personality, the positive personality out there. Good guy to stand next to when you get on first base. Righty, righty here. Morales set from the stretch, throws. Fastball, little wide, coming in at 97. Morales and the Lugnuts lost last time. Luis pitched up in Midland against Great Lakes. 1-2. It's a bouncing ball. Backs up the second baseman, Schofield Sam on the fringe. Throws to first and just gets the speedy Stevenson. One down.
When he backed up on it to wait on the hop, I thought, Seth Stevenson can motor.
Yes, he can. And that took a really powerful throw there from Schofield Sam to get it there in time. All right, here's Max Anderson. 3-0 Lugnuts. We're in the top of the third inning. The pitch. Right-hander swings through it uncomfortably at the top of the zone. Strike one, 97. Morales has kept it consistent up there. 0-1. Breaking ball. Bottom of the zone. Strike two. Last time out for Morales, he really only made a couple of mistakes, but they loomed large in allowing four runs and 4 1/3 against Great Lakes. 0-2. Swing and another awkward one at that, but he comes through on that slider from Morales. Good sweeping action for his third strikeout.
That was not a fun at bat for Max Anderson.
That was not. It was quick. There were three pitches. They were all strikes. And they were a couple of tough swings. Here's Tyrone Lorenzo. The pitch comes in tight. 96. Ball one. This has looked much better here for Morales in this third inning. Nine pitches, eight for strikes. The pitch. That is down there at the bottom of the zone, not given there. Hit with the fastball at the bottom, but Justin Hopkins says it misses 2-0. 3-0 Nuts, top three, bases clear for the Whitecaps, two outs. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Went right after him. The 96-mile-an-hour fastball for Lorenzo, who's got 7 hits in this series, 3 homers, and 7 knocked in with 6 walks. 2-1. That's down low, 3-1.
I heard a comparison for Lorenzo the other day that I'm wondering what you think of it. Victor Martinez.
Well, 3-1. It's a bouncer. Love that first base by Danny Bautista Jr. Runs it over to the bag, and that will do it. I don't know. I got to see more, Jesse. I've seen Lorenzo a few times this year. This is really the first time we've seen him erupt, but switch hitter. How bad? Maybe wears 41 and plays for the Tigers. We'll head to the bottom of the third. Lansing in front, 3-0.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A three-run homer from Will Simpson, the difference. He will bat here in the bottom of the third as he waits on deck. Jared Dickey leads off, though, against the lefty Joe Miller. Lefty-lefty matchup. They play him to pull to the right side. The pitch. Dickey takes it. Middle-middle. Strike one at 91 miles an hour. Pacheco is in even with the bag at third and about 20 paces off the bag. Everybody else is deep and to the right side of the diamond. The pitch. That one is hit right to the right side of Anderson. Backhand stop on the fringe. Turns, throws to first. One out. Nice play by the second baseman. 101 off the bat, so he had to react quick. And did so. He stuck his glove out to his right. And it looked like it got the heel of the mitt. It just stuck right in there. Now here comes Will Simpson. The pitch home. Rocket right at the shortstop. Jarvis off the ground. Throws to first on a short hop. Two outs. So, that's two outs in this third inning. One ball was 101 off the bat. The other was 106. That's baseball for you. That means that Nate Nankill will drop in a bloop single. Pitch home. Breaking ball. Jumps in there. Strike one. Lansing leads West Michigan 3-0 in the bottom of the third with two outs and the base is clear. Sunny evening here in Michigan State Capitol. The pitch. Rocket down the left field line. Hammered off the brick facing of the Pepsi porch and comes right back into left field where Jim Jarvis, the shortstop, was out there to fire that in towards the bullpen.
Joe Miller is not fooling these batters.
No, that's another one. 104 off the bat there from Nankill. He is behind 0-2. Miller throws. poked down the right field side. That's fair and heading towards the wall. It bounds around. Nankill heads from first to second. The throw from Stevenson is cut off to the right of second. A double for Nate Nankill. His seventh hit of the series. And that on an 0-2 pitch. Well, he had the breakthrough night last night. A four-hit game for Nankill. All singles. This one he goes extra base hit for his second double in this series. So some super charged up type of swings for the Nuts in their superhero unis tonight. The charged up Luggy logo in front. The power streams running all along the uniform, black and red. Don't mess with the Nuts tonight. Here's TJ Schofield. Sam, pitch home. Launched out to center field. This is hit well. Campos is going back. He looks up, and it's gone. All aboard the SSTJ to straightaway center. 5-0 Nuts.
Hello, Canada.
Oh, Canada, did you see that pretty swing? They all celebrate with Schofield Sam. They gave him the silent treatment for a moment. Welcome in. The pitch home. Casey Yamauchi whacks this out to right field, twisting foul. Well, we'd wondered where the power surge had been. All you had to do was put on the power surge unis. And the Nuts have homered twice tonight. How about this?
Super.
First home run is a Nut for Schofield Sam. Pitch home. Outside. One ball, one strike. By the way, the last time that Joe Miller gave up a home run, back on August 3rd against Fort Wayne, he gave up two home runs. And he's done it here tonight. 1-1. Outside, two balls and a strike.
You mentioned the 100-mile-an-hour outs at the start of the inning. Those 100-mile-an-hour contacts, that hasn't stopped. That's a 410-footer for the home run.
Lefty-righty, the 2-1. It's up high. Well, it's not a cheapie when you hit it out over the 20-foot-tall wall that ranges from left center to right center. What is that? We've seen two that have gone out there. In this series, Lorenzo went over the batter's eye above the 20-foot wall. Pitch, checked it, didn't go around. Boy, that shows that that was at the top outside corner of the zone. But Justin Hopkins gives Yamauchi the benefit. Second walk tonight issued by Miller.
Not getting any easier for him.
Now here's C.J. Rodriguez. First pitch, bottom of the zone, strike one. Well, that's a good spot to put that baseball. Tough night for Miller. Seven hits allowed, and two big ones to Simpson and Schofield Sam. Pitch, there goes Yamauchi, pitches outside, throw down to second, pops its way to center field. Yamauchi gets up, thinks about going to third, takes about three steps and gets back. It is a stolen base, though, for Casey Yamauchi, making 145 swipes this year for the Nuts.
I thought that might have been a close play. Vanderson would have been able to corral the throw.
I was a little surprised there. He ran 3 to 4 steps to third base. I think he might have made it. But doesn't want to run into the third out. Lansing's been swinging it well here. 1-1 pitch to Rodriguez. Down low.
I think that's the key, is you trust your offense.
Well, they have been very trusting so far. Two more hits in this third inning. The pitch. It's inside. It skips away. Yamauchi's going to head for third. Here's the throw down to third. The tag. Safe the call. Pacheco had the tag in, looked like the ball beat him, but the throw was up. That's why you slide, and the slide was there before the tag was applied. Three-one pitch. Launched out to center field, right at Campos. Now jumping up, it's over his head and against the wall. Rodriguez is into second, 6-0. That ball playing tricks on Campos, and the Nuts continue their offensive momentum.
Adam, that's something that I remember happening to Campos a lot last year. That ball hit right at you, is so difficult to read. He thought it was coming right at him, and then he realized, uh-oh, this is over me. Try to get back for it. Try to make that leaping stab. No, sir.
They do get him a double to C.J. Rodriguez. Boy, it did it. It was right at him. Looked like he had it played, but that ball just kept going. And that's kind of what these lugnut swings have done. I mean, that one was 342 feet. DJ Schofield Sam hit it about the same spot, just a little bit higher and a little bit farther to the left of the batter's eye. That got out for his first home run. So a visit on the hill right now from Dan Riccobal, the longtime pitching coach for West Michigan. And it has been a tough night for Joe Miller. This really does look like his performance at Fort Wayne. I mean, he had gone scoreless, runs allowed, 6 straight outings, and 7 of the last 8. But the one against Fort Wayne 2 outings ago, 5 2/3, 7 hits, 5 runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, 2 homers. 6-0 Nuts. The pitch. Danny Bautista Jr. shoots it foul on the ground, third base side. Strike one. 5 of the 6 runs accounted for tonight have come by the long ball. Lugnut's 73rd and 74th home runs. Just have not hit a ton of home runs recently. But they have come out in full force tonight on Superhero Night in their supercharged unis. The pitch, checked it, did he offer? They appeal, and he does go, according to Jabril Jeter Abdullah, the bases umpire that stands just to the left of the mound in front of second base. No balls, 2 strikes on Bautista Jr. Singled and then was thrown out trying to extend it into a double. The pitch, line drive over on the ground to the shortstop Jarvis. Has it, wings it over to first. Bending down, Gold has it for the third and final out. But the first home run from the Canadian here in Lansing, close to home. TJ Schofield Sam makes it 5-0. CJ Rodriguez doubles in Yamauchi to make it 6-0. Off to the fourth at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, unfortunately, it's a tough night to be a baseball. There's been a lot of them that have been crushed by the Lugnuts so far. As the trademark goes, Crush the Nuts is not going well so far for West Michigan. 6-0, Lansing leads. So we head to the fourth inning. Luis Morales back out there against Roberto Campos. The pitch home. Kick back, foul. Campos, 4-for-13 in this series, bats cleanup tonight. Isaac Pacheco and Luke Gold to follow. Morales hasn't had his sharpest stuff, but still has not allowed a run, struck out 3. Only 4 base runners with a few walks and just 1 single for a base hit. Pitch home. That drops in there. Strike 2. This is more of what we've seen from Morales in terms of efficiency, even though he has at times struggled with the command or still trying to figure out the pitch sequencing. He's able to work around it with his great stuff. So talented. 0-2. Slider outside. So we talked about the 2 times he's gone against the Whitecaps. 3 1/3 innings in both outings. 2 outs away from surpassing that tonight. 1-2 pitch. Down low. And nobody is warming in the bullpen as expected with the way that he has pitched so far. Longest outing this year came a couple of stints ago against Dayton where he went 6 here. The pitch. Shot up into the clouds. Back to the lower bowl. And that out, he struck out 6, didn't give up any runs. 2-2. And that is right there on the outer edge, but not given the strike 3 call.
2-2.
So we'll try the 3-2 pitch. Here it is. Line drive the other way. Base hit Campos. One hops its way to Nankill. 1-0-2 off the bat. Good swing right there. So second hit allowed, and the leadoff man is on for the second time in this game for West Michigan. Luke Gold led off with the single in the second. Be interesting to see if Morales finishes the season in Lansing or if they do end up promoting him to Midland, because he has spent the full season with the Nuts. A couple of starts here at the end of the year last year. The pitch, down low. Isaac Pacheco takes ball 1. ERA has sat in the mid-3s. Under 30 walks, over 70 strikeouts. Good numbers for the 21-year-old. The pitch. Breaking ball is whacked to pass the slide of Schofield Sam at second base into right. Back-to-back singles. And here come the Whitecaps in this fourth inning. Well, you just can never rest against this West Michigan offense. Despite it being a Max Clark off night, they still have such great power and ability 1-9 in this order. Here's Luke Gold, 4 hits in this series. The pitch, popped up, first pitch. Shallow center field, might stay in the infield. Shortstop Yamauchi shuffles back to shallow center to make the catch. 1 down. I believe they did go infield fly there just in case it was dropped. It went out to shallow center last moment there as Yamauchi was kind of toe tapping there on the fringe of the outfield grass before he had to back up. So there's the first out. Here comes Jim Jarvis. Lansing 6, West Michigan none. Game 4. The pitch. That breaks in there. Slider inside corner, strike 1. West Michigan dominated the first 2 games. Lansing edged West Michigan last night. They have a commanding 6-0 lead tonight. The pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes on Jarvis. Off speed both times. So if we get a win tonight for the Nuts, we would be evened up for the final 2 games this weekend. The pitch. Shot foul. Third base side. That goes off the top of the Pepsi porch. and then off the netting, but stays in the park. That netting that separates the traffic that's running southbound on Cedar. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Boy, he went down all off speed there. And there's the fourth strikeout for Morales. Two outs. This isn't the last series, though, for West Michigan and Lansing. They will meet in a couple of weeks. A few weeks, actually, to wrap up the season over on the west side. Okay, here's Bennett Lee. Two on, two out. The pitch. Fastball in there. Strike one. Bottom inside corner. Good pitch at 97. Morales trying to shut out West Michigan through four. The 0-1. Slider. That was in there at the bottom of the zone, but is not given. Well, with that last out, that strikeout, this is officially the longest outing that Morales has gone against the Whitecaps. Third time around. 3 2/3. 1-1. Launched out to right field. Coming in is Nankill. Makes the catch on the run. Shoulder high. And that saves a run from coming in. Two singles to open up the frame. No problem. Morales gets 1-2-3 after that. Trivia time coming up in the bottom of the fourth. 6-0 Nuts.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts 6, Whitecaps none on Superheroes Night at Jackson Field. Thanks for spending your Friday, August 16th, 2024 with us. 8 games to go in the home series for the Nuts here in 2024 after tonight. Trying to tack on more. Here's Johnny Butler. First pitch from Miller. That is low and outside. Ball one. Play West Michigan tomorrow and Sunday, and then they wrap up the home series, the home schedule in a couple of weeks against Fort Wayne. 1-0 pitch. And it's floated in there at the top of the zone. Fastball, strike one.
And if they hit with this kind of authority, watch out.
It's going to take something like this to get them on a little hot streak and back into playoff contention. 1-1. That's fouled. Over towards Wander Guante and a couple of guys standing on the top step in the first base dugout. The standings, Dayton coming into tonight is back in first place after they won last night and West Michigan lost. Half game up, the pitch. Launched out to right field, hanging, and that is down off the wall, carrying back towards center. Stevenson picks it up, Butler around first, slides in, foot first. It's a double for Johnny Butler. He's reached safely three times tonight.
They are tattooing Joe Miller.
It doesn't matter if it's the fastball, if it's the breaking ball, if it's left field, center, or right. If it's a right-handed batter or a lefty, they certainly have had no issues with Miller. That's their ninth hit. And already for Lansing, their fifth extra base hit. The pitch. That's a little bit low with the 90-mile-an-hour fastball to Ryan Lasko. So the question everybody wants to know, can the Lugnuts kick the extra point here in this fourth inning? 6-0 lead with that extra point standing on second. The pitch, it's inside, down low, 2 balls, no strikes. All right, Jesse, trivia time coming up here in this fourth inning.
What you got?
I think you're going to get this one. You're going to be impressed with, you're going to be happy with the inspo. 2-0 pitch. It's a bouncing ball hit towards third. Backs up Pacheco, reaches above his head, has it, throws across the diamond, and gets the out. What a tricky last hop. Pacheco had to reach the glove up, snared it, and then whipped it across for the first out. Good play. Butler holds it second. Well, the most hits by a Lansing Lugnut in a single game is 6. Pitch home. Line drive over the jumping second baseman Anderson into right field. Jared Dickey is aboard. Up to third goes Butler. They're at the corners with one out. Here comes Will Simpson. So the question tonight is, how many times in franchise history has a Lugnuts player had 6 hits in a game? That is the most ever by a Lugnut. Yeah, Jesse knows why I did this one tonight. We'll talk about it in the 7th. But Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com is the email. Send in your responses. Pitch home. Breaking ball down low. Ball 1. Butler at 3rd. Dickey at 1st. 6-0 Nuts. Bottom 4 with 1 out. Simpson got the Nuts on the board back in the 1st with his 15th home run. A shout out to left field. One out, lifted out to shallow right, dropping, here comes Stevenson, reaches out, makes the catch. Butler is tagging, the throw is up the line at home plate. Butler scores on the Simpson sack fly, 7-0 Nuts. And there is your extra point for you in this fourth inning. 4 Lugnuts driven in tonight by Will Simpson.
Really important for Will there to get some lift. Joe Miller, when he's going well, when he's getting outs, has been getting them on the ground, which means a double play ball. So Will had to get that ball in the air and just get it deep enough.
Here's Nate Nankill from the right side. The pitch lifted high in the air. Left center field, not deep. In comes Lee and Campos. It is the left fielder. Lee reaches up, makes the catch. And that is the final out. But Lansing, 3 of the first 4 innings has scored tonight. They lead 7-0. We head to the 5th. Jesse Goldberg Strassler back right after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Oh, this has been something else for the Lugnuts. Leading 7-0 over West Michigan and off here to the 5th inning from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Adam Jaxa. Nate Miller, broadcast assistant, standing by. Other right hander Luis Morales will take on the 9-1-2 hitters, Lee, Stevenson, Anderson. We begin with Patrick Lee. 70 pitches right now for Morales, 40 strikes, 30 out of the zone. Righty to righty. And there's one in the zone. Called a strike on the outside corner with the slider. Lee struck out looking his first time up. On the pitch. A ball a little low, a little away. Right now, the corners are not being given. We've seen in general, a strike zone for Justin Hopkins has favored the hitters. Morales fires. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Well, in the first inning, Morales walked two, but he stranded them. In the second inning, there was a single and a walk. Also stranded. It was a double play ball. In the third inning, perfect. The pitch skied on the right side. And a foul ground. First baseman Batista Jr. over toward his pen. And just out of range. 1-2 it stays. And the fourth inning, Campos and Pacheco led off with singles. And then they were stranded. So the Whitecaps right now are 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Ball and two strikes. And the pitch to Lee. Line drive beyond the third baseman Simpson. A base hit into the left field corner. Lee dashes for second base. It gets hung up there in the corner. Dickey has to go get it. Lee scoots around second and then puts it in reverse. Lead off double. And the Whitecaps have another runner. Patrick Lee's eighth double. This bat is really coming around. For a fourth out of five innings, Luis Morales has to contend with a Whitecaps runner. For a third time in five innings, he has to contend with a Whitecaps runner at second. There's some wild Morales splits coming into play today, but one of them is, with runners in scoring position against Morales this year, the league is hitting 143. The pitch, up and in, ball one. Seth Stevenson. That batting average against Morales dips whenever runners reach, that he comes up with tougher pitches, rises to the moment. That's what we've seen in this game. Stranded five so far, 7-0 nuts. The pitch, down low, 2-0. Last time out, Adam, he went 86 pitches. They've raised that pitch count so it could get deeper. Still three outs away, though, from finishing five. Runner starts, and the pitch is slapped beyond the third baseman, Simpson. A base hit also into the left field corner. Patrick Lee scores. Stevenson hits for second. And again, Jared Dickey has to get it in. That's back-to-back doubles to put the Whitecaps on the board. Stevenson doubles in Lee. Lansing 7, West Michigan 1. With Patrick Lee running, it brought Simpson over to the bag. And Seth Stevenson somehow sizzled that ball right by Will.
When you hit it 101 off the bat, that's how you scoot it by. But, boy, it would have been a close play if Simpson handles that. Could have tagged Lee right there and maybe had the force and then throw to first.
That's right. Max Anderson swings and misses. Strike one. Double number 11. RBI number 32 for Stevenson. Center fielder Lasko wanders toward right center. Fly ball hit to deep right center. This is trouble. Lasko's sprinting over. That ball is gone. Two-run oppo shot from Max Anderson. The first homer against Morales since the Whitecaps took him yard back on June 28th. And it's a three-run fifth inning. The Lugnuts 7. West Michigan the field goal. 3. First three of extra base hits and have scored in this fifth. Anderson's 10th homer and his 58th and 59th ribbies of the year.
Well, we talked about the struggles for Miller and the hard hit balls he's given up. Boy, oh boy, have they turned on some swings here against Morales.
And here comes pitching coach Don Schulze. Morales before this had been pitching so well on the tightrope. Adam, have you seen the pitching going on for the A's AA affiliate, the Midland Rockhounds?
What do we got?
Okay, I want to take you back to the start of the week. They're taking on the Dodgers squad, the Tulsa Drillers in the Texas League. Let's go back to Tuesday, shall we? On Tuesday, Midland's starting pitcher was Jack Perkins. Perkins is also going to get the start on Sunday. He goes 7 innings. He allows 2 hits, 2 runs. He strikes out 10. Pretty good?
Pretty good.
All right. Let's go to Wednesday. Starting pitcher for AA Midland, Blake Beers. 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, no walks, 9 strikeouts. Pretty brilliant.
That'll work.
Then you go to yesterday. Mason Barnett got the start. And Barnett, 7 innings, scoreless, 10 strikeouts. Tyron Lorenzo takes ball 1 inside. So 3 starters. Each of them has gone 7. They've gone 10 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts, 10 strikeouts. Between the 3 of them, they've allowed 3 total runs. The pitch, Lorenzo takes a ball low, 2-0. And so you know where that brings us. That brings us to today. Nobody on, nobody out, the 2-0. Lorenzo takes it low for ball 3. There's nobody warming up in the Lansing pen. Lugnut 7, Whitecaps 3. Fifth inning. RBI double Stevenson, 2-run homer Anderson already. Lorenzo swings on 3-0 and bounces it foul right side. 3-1. You know who's starting for the Midland Rockhounds today?
Former Lugnut?
Yeah. Morales' pitch. Inside for ball 4. Lorenzo draws his 2nd walk of the game. 4th walk given out by Morales, and the first 4 have now reached in this 5th inning. Roberto Campos is coming up. Chen Zhong Ao Chuang. Oh, by the way, the Rockhounds are already winning 1-0. Denzel Clark, a single, a steal. He scored the run. There's a high fly pushed foul up the right side, strike 1 for Campos. And then Zhong Ao Chuang. A perfect first inning. He's already struck out 2 Tulsa Drillers. You know all the Tulsa Drillers. They were all Great Lakes Loons. Righty, righty. Nobody out. And 0-1. Outside for a ball. I bring all this up because we've seen the greatness that Morales is capable of. At some point, I figure he's going to join that rotation. Morales delivers. Check swing. It's outside. On appeal, didn't go. Ball 2. And I'm just saying that the A's, at the AAA level, JT Ginn was great yesterday. Gunnar Hoagland doing good things. But AA Midland is loaded with starting prospects. Hitters count. Lorenzo short lead at first. The pitch. Campos takes a called strike on the outside corner for the off speed.
Desperately need an out here. Just like that, you're up 7-0. And West Michigan, 1 half inning, and there's still no outs, has clawed right back into this game.
Campos needed a timeout. 7-3, Lugnuts, the pitch. Campos takes ball 3 outside. Well, yesterday we saw Will Johnston go 3 scoreless, and then he departed after allowing 2 runs in the 4th. We went seesaw. Lugs won 6-5. Olive Burgers won. Payoff, Lorenzo doesn't run, and it's well outside for ball 4. So, 5 walks given out by Luis, 5 straight have reached in the 5th. Still nobody out, and he's running on fumes.
Boy, it feels like you got to go get this guy. This is kind of how he ended his outing at Great Lakes. Allowed base runners, and then they all came in once the reliever came in. But man, this has really spoiled his excellent outing in his 5th inning here.
I remember years ago, Lake County was expert at using the pitch clock to stall. They would let it tick all the way down, then call for time. Isaac Pacheco, 2 on, nobody out, righty to lefty. Ball 1, low. Lefty Garrett Urban is warming up. You know what you'd love here?
Yeah, the Jesse Gilbert Strassler special.
Triple play. Ball 1 off right. Low, ball 2. Pacheco is flat out to very deep center. And he has singled to right field. He has seen Morales well. Briefly saw Irvin down in the pen. Lorenzo does not run all that well at second. Now Pacheco takes a called strike. Breaking at the knees inside corner. Campos at first is a burner. so Pacheco can find a seam. Send one to the wall. Two runs would likely score. 2-1 pitch. Down low, ball three. Pacheco is not a man who walks all that often. 204 plate appearances this year coming in. Only 15 walks, 73 strikeouts. Lights have been turned on. 3-1 pitch. It chops it on the right side. Grabbed by Bautista Jr. Flings to second one. Yamauchi fakes to first, turns around, fakes to third. They're content with the force out. Fielder's choice at number one, Campos, Forrest, Lorenzo to third. Did the Lugnuts stick with Morales against Luke Gold? 11 home runs this year. 1-for-2 with a single. Catch Rodriguez goes to the mound. First baseman Bautista Jr. goes to the mound. Here comes the rest of the infield. This feels to me like they are waiting to see if Urban is ready. They're all going to talk things through on the infield. Don Schulze has already paid his visit. So when Craig Conklin emerges, that's the call to the pen. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins goes out to say, all right, that's enough chatter. Team meeting adjourns. And here's Craig Conklin. So there you go. Garrett Irvin, you ready? Because now is your time. One last warm-up pitch. And here comes in the Arizona Wildcat.
Well, sorry, Jesse. They got to find a way to get a couple outs here and hold this lead. They worked so hard to get up 7-0, and Morales pitched really well. But, again, West Michigan's offense, they are tough. And now it is up to the bullpen here to try and do their part and keep this lead. And, again, this is a game where Lansing has done a nice job. Their offense has gotten on base. They've scored runs, 3 in the first, 3 in the third, and they tack on one more in the fourth. So it's exactly what we've talked about, not just getting on base, but getting those runners home. And now you're tasked with, again, slowing down this West Michigan offense on the other side, because they've turned into that power force of an offense that Lansing has really had all season long.
Garrett Irvin comes in with an ERA at 6.06 in 28 appearances. 32 and two-thirds innings, 37 strikeouts, 19 walks, one of them intentional. League batting .281 against him. Last time that we saw the southpaw, go back just 3 days ago. One scoreless inning, one hit, one walk, no strikeouts against these Whitecaps. Originally signed as an undrafted free agent 2 years ago, when he was an all Pac-12 honorable mention. Here's Luke Gold. Pacheco at first, Lorenzo at third, one out. Whitecaps have scored 3 this frame. They're down 7-3 in the fifth. Left to righty, here it is. Gold takes ball one low. Breaking ball to start him. Irvin is a 4-pitch pitcher. His changeup is a circle change. A single for Gold, but his last time up with first and second and nobody out in the fourth inning. Infield fly rule pop up. Lansing looking to turn two. Irvin offers. Fly ball, foul off the right side. One ball, one strike, one out, and number 11 on the hill. The line right now for Morales, 4 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts. And the pitch, low ball two. There's your circle change. Leadoff double by Lee. An RBI double by Stevenson. A two-run homer by Anderson. to open up this fifth inning. Then Lorenzo walked, Campos walked, out of fielder's choice from Pacheco. Irvin's pitch. Line drive right over the glove of Will Simpson. A base hit into the left field corner. Lorenzo scores all the way to third base. Pacheco, the throw in off the glove of the shortstop Yamauchi, backed up by Simpson. Luke Gold lands at second with the RBI double. And it's 7-4 Lugnuts. Two hit game for Luke Gold. Double number 20, RBI number 49. Will Simpson at 6'4" tall. Try to get that glove up, but that ball was sizzling by him at 103. Second and third, one away for Jim Jarvis. Lefty to lefty. Corner infielders are in. Irvin's pitch. Fouled back into the screen. West Michigan has had some big innings this year against Lugnuts pitching. Notably, three different eight-inning rallies, including one earlier in the series. They've got four right now. They're down by three. Strike one toss. A bouncer left of the mound. Irvin over, grabs, holds the runner, throw to first in time. Two outs. What a job to get Jim Jarvis and to keep Pacheco at third and Gold at second. No way that Isaac Pacheco is going to chance it there. The ninth batter of the inning is the DH, Bennett Lee, hitting 176, but a walk and a hard line out to right field. Lefty to righty, 7-4 nuts. The pitch, broke it inside. On the 1-0. Knocked it off the middle. Back of second base, it's Yamauchi throwing the first to retire the side. It died up the middle, and there was Case Yamauchi, the shortstop, gliding over to wing it across to Batista Jr. West Michigan strands two more, and this time in scoring position. They've left 7-5. But the Whitecaps do plate four, and they do so via four extra base hits and two walks. We're halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lugnuts 7, Whitecaps 4.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ourselves a ball game. Lugnuts 7, Whitecaps 4. We open up the bottom of the fifth inning. Joe Miller, the lefty, throws. On the first offering, lifted out to left field by TJ Schofield-Sand. It's Patrick Lee coming in to make the catch, and there's one away. You know, coming to the end of this 2024 campaign for the Lugnuts, and already looking ahead to 2025, I'm joined by Season Memberships Manager Dylan Rokas. Dylan, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
We are talking about the renewal of Lugnut Season tickets.
Yeah, 2025 just went live. Looking to renew your season ticket package, new or old. Come join what's going to be probably one of the best years of Lugnuts baseball yet to come.
Casey Amauti takes a called strike. Action up in the West Michigan pen. Eric Pinales getting warmed up. Lefty to righty. Miller's pitch. Off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. For those who have not actually ever had their season ticket package, what are the benefits?
Yeah, plenty of benefits. You get reduced pricing, which is a big one. You know, Lugnuts baseball is one of the most affordable things to do in the area.
Bouncer to Miller. The pitcher pivots, throws, nips him at first. Two gone.
So you get that. You'll get your seats for every game. If you renew early enough, if you renew before next homestand, we're going to offer a game up in Suite 2.
And that's the key, is renew right now.
Yeah, don't wait. You're going to lose your seat if you wait.
So if you're a Lansing Lugnut season ticket package holder, here's CJ Rodriguez. We're coming up with a catchy name. Rodriguez takes the ball up and away. Spark Plug's still the leader in the clubhouse?
I think Spark Plugs is still the leader. Again, shout out Amanda Rich.
Yeah.
But I think that just speaks to everything that we're doing with season ticket holders next year. We're kind of revamping it, everything as a whole.
1-0. Down and in, ball two. Two outs, nobody on. Last of the fifth. Lansing batting with a 7-4 lead. If you renew, and you renew by what day?
If you renew before next homestand.
Okay. So,
before next Tuesday.
2-0. On the outside corner for a called strike. We've got this gorgeous weather. We've got a great crowd. We've got Laugh-Q fireworks tonight. You've got so much to look forward to next year. So renew it before next homestand.
Yeah, and it's breaking here, Jesse. If you renew at one of our remaining eight games.
Fly ball center field. Campos goes back. Bez it tracks. He makes the catch.
First round on us. We will give you some Lugnut loot to get a beer. You stop by the sales table and renew.
Is that so?
That is so.
And live the sweet life.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Dylan, how can folks contact you to renew?
You can either call me at 517-827-2582 or send me an email at drokas@lansinglugnuts.com. That's drokoszz@lansinglugnuts.com.
Season memberships manager Dylan Rokas, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jesse.
Let's go to the sixth inning. Perfect frame for Joe Miller. Whitecaps trail the Lugnuts 7-4.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Irvin remains in the ballgame for the Nuts, leading 7-4 over the Whitecaps into the sixth inning. Lefty Irvin throws, and Patrick Lee takes a called strike across the outside corner. Lee followed by Stevenson and Anderson, 9-1-2, same way that it was to begin last inning, and they scored four. The pitch up and in, close shave. The Barbasol pitch.
Better by Barbasol.
The windup, The 1-1. A ground ball up the middle. Back of second and right through the backhand attempt of Schofield Sam. That's a base hit. Masco quickly up with it because Patrick Lee hustles around first. Leadoff single for the Whitecaps. And Lee is 2-for-3. I mean, he just keeps on hitting Lansing.
Well, and West Michigan has all the momentum right now. They get 4 runs, get back in this game. Easiest half inning that Joe Miller has had to shut him down. Here they come again.
First time that the Lugnuts have gone 1-2-3 since 2 days ago. Set from Nate Miller, broadcast assistant. Whitecaps down by 3. Seth Stevenson bats right, leadoff hitter in the order. 1-for-3 with an RBI double. The pitch pushes the butt up the first base side. It rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls. Fair ball. Lee went halfway around second, and now he's going back to second. He did not continue on to third. Simply a bingo. Bunt single, Seth Stevenson. TJ Schofield Sam is incredulous at second, but that baseball hugged the chalk. That is how they teach bunting. So Lee and Stevenson once again. It was back-to-back doubles in the fifth. It's back-to-back singles here. If I was Patrick Lee, Adam, I might have just kept on going. First and second, nobody out. Max Anderson homered last inning. A home run here and we're tied. The pitch. It takes a ball inside. Slightly low as well. Well, this being the top of the sixth inning, our sixth inning slang today is porch. Did you have a porch at your house growing up?
I sure did.
That's your baseball lingo today. Some stadiums have a porch. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 89. Anderson walk in the first, a strikeout in the third, a 2-run homer. Last inning. His 10th home run of the year. Lee runs, Urban steps off the rubber, throws to third, and now they've got him in a pickle. A fake by Simpson, a tag, he is out at second, and because Simpson chased him back to second, Stevenson scurried back to first. It's a disaster for West Michigan, and it's out number one. You had two great base-stealing threats in Lee at second and Stevenson at first, and they started too soon. Urban held the ball for the extra beat. He nearly panicked. It was not a great throw for Will. And then Will Simpson scrambled to get Lee before he could get back to second. One ball and one strike on Anderson. Stevenson at first, a threat to run. Urban looks, kick, steals. Drill down the right field line, but foul. Home run distance again. Max Anderson earlier this year had a two-homer game here against the Lugnuts in which both of the homers were two-run homers. If that ball was fair, he would have done it again. Two-run homer last inning, two-run homer this inning. Looking for a double play. Irvin offering a 1-2. Foul the way right side. Oh, by the way, Seth Stevenson, the runner at first base, 51 steals this year. He has had 59 attempts. He is looking for steal number 52, trying to get his way into scoring position. It's a pitcher's count, though. 1-2 on its way. Bounced on the right side and through, hopping into right field. Stevenson the turn. He dashes for third. A throw and goes all the way into third base, but late. Stevenson is safe as Simpson slaps the tag on him. Single for Anderson. Runners are at the corners for Tyrone Lorenzo. That's 3 straight singles here against Irvin. So Adam, even a pickoff and a caught stealing can't diminish this Whitecaps hitting momentum.
Yeah, and you said it. I mean, they've got all the momentum. And right now it feels like Lansing's trying to hang on, and we're sitting here in the sixth inning. Long way to go. And here comes arguably the toughest out in the lineup.
It's Tyrone Lorenzo. 0-for-1 with 2 walks at a ground out. Switch hitter batting right. Irvin kicks and throws. Starts things off with a caught strike on the inside corner. Lorenzo, when he was a Great Lakes Loon, there was a huge difference between batting righty and batting lefty. As a Whitecap, there's been no difference. Stevenson behind the back of Irvin. Dangerous base-dealing threat. The pitch down low and knocked down by C.J. Rodriguez. I mean, right-handed batter up there. One gone. If I'm Seth Stevenson, I think about trying a straight steal of home. But you know me, Adam. I'm nuts. I think about triple plays. Lorenzo against lefties this year, coming in hitting 357 with West Michigan. The pitch, swing and a miss. Hyde, Cheddar, and Byam, strike two.
I think West Michigan's just thinking, you know what, we're going to leave this in the hands of our bats, because right now they're working pretty well over the last couple of frames.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Four runs in the fifth inning to cut into a 7-0 Lansing lead. Caps down by three. Double play ball ends the threat. First and third, one away, and a 1-2 for Lorenzo. High, did not chase that time. Tyrone Lorenzo, out of San Francisco de Macorís, Dominican Republic. He is 21 years of age, stands 6'3" tall. Irvin's pitch. High fly, deep left center. It is down and off the wall for extra bases. It scores Stevenson. Anderson is held at third. Lorenzo stops at second with an RBI double. And the Whitecaps trail 7-5. He pummeled it. In all of High A this year, that is his 20th double. For West Michigan, that's his fifth two-bagger. And that is the 13th run that he has knocked in for the Whitecaps in 13 games.
That's tough. It was a 50-50 pitch. The one prior, right there at the top of the zone. Irvin doesn't get the call, so he goes low in the zone, and Lorenzo just ripped it. And West Michigan, after trailing 7-0, is a single potentially away from tying up this game.
And the pitching coach, Don Schulze, heads out there as the bullpen gets active. I want you to keep in mind, though, another huge part of this game has been that the Whitecaps have kept leaving runners on. They left runners at first and second in the first inning. They left a runner at first in the second inning. In the fourth inning, they had first and second, nobody out. They left them there. In the fifth inning, they left runners at second and third. They had second and third and one out. And Jim Jarvis grounded out and Bennett Lee grounded out and left them there. So, top of the sixth inning, Lorenzo at second, Anderson at third. Neither one of those guys, Adam, is a burner. I'm curious where the outfield play is against Campos. Right now, everybody looks very, very deep. But with Dickey in left, Lasco in center, and Ankiel in right, you've got some strong arms out there. And Roberto Campos, a strikeout, a single, and a walk. Top of the sixth, lefty versus righty. Lugnuts leading 7-5. Here's the pitch. Down and in, and it gets away! And here comes Max Anderson to score. And it's a one-run game. Over to third base on the play goes Lorenzo. It's Lansing 7, West Michigan 6. It's Garrett Irvin's fifth wild pitch of the year. Tying run 90 feet away, the infield forced to come in. One ball and no strikes. Here it comes. Fly ball, right side, heading foul over the Lugs pad, out of play. On a fan, instead of going for it, I say a fan. Is that Nicholas Dewey, who just jumped out of the way?
It sure is.
Well, self-preservation.
Just don't Dewey it. That was his motto on that fly ball.
Lorenzo at third, the tying run. It was 7-0 going to the fifth. It's 7-6 right now in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Off the glove of Schofield. Samick kicks in a left center. Base hit. Lorenzo scores and we're tied. Masco comes in with a wild throw into second. RBI single for Campos. 7-7. Two-hit game for Campos. 12-hit game, West Michigan. And here in the sixth inning, it has gone single, 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 double, single against Irvin. Isaac Pacheco swings and misses strike one.
And just like that, a 7-0 lead is gone.
So, let's start this one anew. There's been some hard contact against Irvin. There's been some bad luck. Now trying to make a pitch to get out of the sixth inning. Campos at first runs well. The pitch. Sky. Left side. Foul ground. Third baseman Simpson. And out of play. Hopping up from the Pepsi porch. No balls and two strikes on Pacheco. 1-for-3 today with a single. Ninth overall pick of the draft 3 years ago. Pacheco waits. The deal. Down and away. Signed for $2.75 million out of Friendswood High School in Texas. And I remember Adam when he first arrived here to Lansing, Michigan with Jace Young just promoted up. It looked tremendous. Big key for Pacheco. Can he stay healthy? He has hit so well here over the years. The pitch. Pacheco lifts it to left. There's Jared Dickey. Dickey spots it. He comes in down the line, makes the catch. Back to first, Campos. Pacheco's out number two. On the first batter of this sixth inning, not to hit safely. 7-7, Lugnuts and Whitecaps bring up Luke Gold. 2-for-3 with an RBI double last inning. West Michigan in this series. Well, here's the pitch. Gold takes a called strike. They've scored 32 runs through the first four games. They scored 9 runs in winning the opener, 11 runs in winning on Wednesday. They scored 5 runs in a loss. They've scored 7 so far here today. We're in the sixth. 2 outs. Runner at first. 0-1. Tapper foul. Strike 2. Yason Sanchez, the right-hander, is ready in the Lugs' pen. But they're letting Garrett Irvin try to finish off this sixth inning. And then ideally Sanchez for the seventh. That's a two-strike pitch for Gold. Too low for ball one. Well, the Lugnuts were having a party early on. 3-run homer by Will Simpson in the first inning. 2-run homer, T.J. Schofield-Tam in a 3-run third. They added another run in the fourth. Simpson and sacrifice fly. Gold swings and misses. Struck him out with the off-speed in the dust. And the sides retired. It was 7-0 Lansing. It's 7-7 right now. West Michigan played 3 runs in the top of the sixth inning on 5 hits, 1 left. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning, all tied up from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, More than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, 7-7, and at the bottom of the sixth inning. Who knows what's around the next corner? I can tell you that it's 9-1-2 coming up for the Lugnuts. Danny Bautista Jr., Johnny Butler, and Ryan Lasko, and West Michigan has gone to the pen. Pulled in Eric Pinales. Butt shun pulled back, strike called on the outside corner. Righty to righty, Bautista Jr. is 1-for-2 with a single. Then he was thrown out, trying to stretch it into a double. That's to open up the second inning. He takes up high. One ball, one strike. Danny hitting .255 for the year. Born in Arizona, grew up in Florida, and trained in the Dominican. The pitch. Fly ball pounded deep right center field. Stevenson rushes over, dives and can't get it. It's extra bases to the wall. Bautista Jr. flies around second, on his way for third. Sliding in without a throw. It's a leadoff triple. Danny Bautista Jr. igniting the bottom of the sixth inning. It is his fourth triple of the year.
Well, Lansing needed some momentum. Something to stop the seven straight runs that West Michigan has battled back in the last two innings. Lugnuts just have a huge swing right there and a chance to get this lead right back.
Welcome to the ballgame, Eric Pinales. Strike call to Johnny Butler. Now they have not retired Butler yet. The leadoff hitter, batting left, has walked, singled, doubled, and scored two runs. 7-7 tie game in the home sixth. Roddy offers, swing and a miss. 0-2. Shortstop Jarvis up the middle. Third baseman Pacheco staying close to Bautista. Now starts to walk away from the line and back up. Right side of the infield, Anderson at second. Gold at first in. Anderson in on the grass. 0-2 pitch. Up and away. You hear those chants?
I do.
Johnny. Waiting. Pinales sets. Offers. Ground ball foul. That nice bare hand snag.
Will Johnston, baby.
Yeah.
Gig him.
Smile on the Aggies' face. Starting pitcher of yesterday's game. There's the pitch. Outside. I know a different way. That would make the fans' hands clap. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch, bouncing in. Bounced away from Lorenzo, but not far left of the circle. And the count is full. Third base, Bautista Jr. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. I always stay right here. Three balls and two strikes. Oh, that hurt the catcher, Lorenzo. doubled over in pain. And they will check on him. Manager Cappuccelli out there along with the athletic trainer, as well as Coach Francisco Contreras. Final line, by the way, for the West Michigan starter, Joe Miller, 5 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, 2 walks, no strikeouts, and 2 homers. Will Simpson in the first, a 3-run shot. T.J. Schofield-Sam in the 3rd inning, a 2-run blast. They're on, so it looks like we'll continue. Yes, he will. Tough occupation.
Never seems to matter that they have a ton of padding on. They always seem to get hit by those foul balls.
Now back to work. The signal for Pinales. And the 8th pitch of the plate appearance for Johnny Butler. On its way. Line drive, right field, base hit. And Batista Jr.'s on his way in. He scores to get the Lugs the lead. Juggled in right by Stevenson. And Butler takes 2nd. Lugnuts lead 8-7. And Groot is dancing on the video board. RBI single for Johnny, and then E9 sets Stevenson to move him into scoring position.
Great heads-up play right there by JB. Smoked it down the right field side and then took a peek and then turned it on to 2nd. And the Nuts, a big answer again to the 7 straight runs that West Michigan just scored to tie things up.
Lorenzo confers with Pinales. Eric Pinales this year, a 5.29 ERA coming in, but the league was hitting only 192 against him. The problem, Adam, had been the walks, 29 walks in 32 and a third innings. Well, he's getting hit right now.
About to say, the problems are the hits now, not the walks.
Ryan Lasko is 1-for-3 with a single. Righty, righty, nobody out, runner at 2nd. The pitch, there's ball 1 low and away. And the last thing that West Michigan wants is for the command issues to pop up right now. Dickey on deck and then Will Simpson.
Don't worry, Lansing is a patient team. They can certainly take those walks if offered.
Especially Lasko. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A ball and a strike. Ryan Lasko has poked that batting average up to 271. He has been outstanding as of late. Looking for a 2-hit game after a 3-hit game yesterday. Pinales throws. Does not get the call off the outside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike.
A big thing with Lansing tonight, we've talked about them. When they get runners on, can they score them? The other thing, they're not striking out. They're putting everything in play.
That's literal. A reset for Pinales. 0 strikeouts tonight for the Lugnuts. Butler with speed. Couple of steps away from 2nd. And Lasko takes ball 3 down and in.
This pitch right here, be careful.
Pinales kicking away at that mound. Three balls and a strike. Here it comes. Drill deep right field down the line. It is foul. Foul ball. Be careful indeed. Right down the right field line. Lasko making a bid for his 2nd Lugnuts homer.
Wow, that was tight. That was right there. What a swing. He attacked it 3-1, sitting fastball. He got fastball right down the chute. And that thing nearly made it a 10-7 game.
Good gravy. We have seen a triple, we've seen a single, and an error so far in this bottom of the sixth, breaking the 7-7 tie. Butler at second, nobody out, a payoff, and ball four outside. And now we'll see Jared Dickey step in. Your sixth inning slang today is porch. Adam, you know what a porch is on
a
baseball
sir.
Field?
Yeah. Yeah, right out there in the outfield, drop the baseball in.
Short porch. In the Midwest League, I think about Fort Wayne, where they've got a short porch in left field. In the majors, the classic one is Yankee Stadium with a short porch in right. Pitching coach Dan Rickaball out to the mound to talk things through with Eric Pinales. First three have reached. First and second, one run in. Nobody out for Jared Dickey and then Simpson.
See, in Eastlake, they just call it short.
Yeah, they do. I think Dayton, we could say that they have a bit of a porch in left field. Here in Lansing, we've got a home run hill and left. That's your sixth inning slang today. The porch is that area beyond the outfield wall, more easily accessed by a home run fly. Now we've got the stats at the major league level that we can tell. It's a home run in this park. It's not a home run in this park. Here's Jared Dickey. Lasko at first, Butler at second. Talk about speed on the bases. Butler can really run. Lasko's lightning. Nobody out. On the pitch. Dickey swings and misses. Strike one. Eight to seven nuts. Dickey is one for three with a single and a run scored. Righty to lefty. Swing and a miss, strike two.
How many runs will be enough? That is the magical question tonight. And really, all series long.
Can't say that the answer is blowing in the wind. There's not that much wind right now.
And I can't say that the answer is eight either, Jesse.
You checked your magic eight ball?
Yep.
The Tennessee Volunteer, Jared Dickey, against Pinales. Two on, none out. 0-2, runners move, swing and a miss, strike three, throw to third base, not in time. It's a strikeout of Dickey, and it's a double steal. Butler taking third, and Lasko second.
Well, that could have been massive right there. It's the first strikeout tonight for the Nuts, and it nearly a strike him out, throw him out, but a great slide by Butler. Top side of the bag, in under the tag, and Lansing a chance to deliver.
You say it could have been massive. I argue that was massive. Second and third, one out for Will Simpson. Infield in, first pitch, outside for a ball. I mean, if it's a strike 'em out, throw 'em out double play, turns this inning around. Because the Lugnuts now have two runners in scoring position, Simpson is knocked in four. Three-run homer in the first, sacrifice fly in the fourth. 8-7 Nuts, the pitch. A grab ball pulled foul left side. Only once this year has a Lugnut hit two home runs in a game. You know who that was?
Johnny Butler.
The man at third base. And he did it at Lake County on July the 11th. It is Friday, August the 16th. Lansing at home. Pinales' pitch. Low. A ball two to Simpson.
Get him a Slurpee.
Is that a ball two chant?
That is a ball two chant, Jesse. I mean, yes, it is.
You are
spitting Lansing facts.
It's the Justin Hopkins fan club. 2-1. Hitters count. Pitch on its way. Shot up the middle of base. Hit to center. Butler scores. Here comes Lasko. Thrown by Campos. And he scores. And Simpson takes second on the throw. It's 7 Lugnuts. Will Simpson has knocked in six.
A super performance tonight from Will Simpson. My goodness. He is single-handedly nearly outscoring the Whitecaps himself.
Nate Nankill now. And the Whitecaps have to get their bullpen up. Pinellas has pitched. Fouled away right side. What a tough night to be a pitcher. Doesn't matter who you are. For the Lugnuts, Luis Morales started it. 4 1/3 innings, 5 walks, 6 hits, 4 runs. Garrett Irvin relieved him. 1 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs. But for the Whitecaps, 10 hits, 7 runs against the starter Miller. 2 homers. Now Pinellas, 1 out recorded. 3 hits, 1 walk, 3 runs. Will Simpson at second base. Nate Nankill 1 for 3 with a double. 17 total runs. 25 total base hits. On the pitch. Down and in. 1-1. Ball one. The chance. What a Friday night. Here it comes. That's up high. And believe you me when I tell you, this is a skinny strike zone tonight from Hopkins.
Yeah. Really, the last couple of nights, it's been tighter from both guys.
Pressure on the pitchers, and the batters are swinging it well. Hitter's pitch. Up and away, ball three.
And a game of runs.
Literally. 3-1 on Ankill. First base open. Schofield Sam on deck. Here it is. Line drive in the left center field. Base hit. Will Simpson's around third. He's coming in to score. A throw into second. Holds Nankill to the single. But it's an RBI single at that. And it's 11-7 Lugnuts.
Nate Nankill, 6 hits in his last 2 days, man. He is on fire. And Lansing's offense has once again caught fire.
105 miles an hour on that knock. Tony Cappuccelli takes the baseball away from Pinellas. West Michigan scored 7 unanswered. 4 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th, countered by a 4-run bottom of the 6th inning for the Nuts. There's still only one man out. TJ Schofield-Sam is coming up against a new Whitecaps pitcher. The right-hander Marco Jimenez has come in. And Jimenez has been one of the best Whitecaps pitchers all year. In 46 2/3 innings, how about only 23 hits allowed? The league batting 149 against him. Sensational. 6 feet tall, 230 pounds. He's 24 years of age. Out of San Francisco de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Same hometown as his battery mate, Tyron Lorenzo. Well, this bottom of the 6th inning. Goodness gracious. Triple by Bautista Jr., RBI single Butler, walk to Lasco. The strikeout of Dickey, but Butler stole third, Lasco stole second. Will Simpson singled the moat in, took second on the throw home. Nate Nankill just singled in Simpson. All of that to break a 7-7 tie to put the Nuts up 11-7. Nankill at first. The 7th batter of the inning is coming up. TJ Schofield Sam today, oh, nothing. NHBP, flyout, and a 2-run rocket to center field, 410 feet. There we go. The Whitecaps look to Jimenez to see if he can put out the fire. Righty to lefty. Out of strike called. Breaking in there at the knees.
You know, it is 9 o'clock on a Friday.
And the regular crowd is loving it. 0-1. Swing and a miss. They are shuffling around the bases.
And they didn't start the fire.
It was always burning. First Nan kill. One out. I'm 0-2. Schofield 10 bounces foul right side. Jimenez in his 46 and two-thirds innings, only 40 strikeouts. So in general, the ball does get put into play against him, but it simply doesn't get barreled. Been highly impressive. 0-2 pitch. Went around too far, struck him out. Fastball at 97 miles an hour away. Two gone. I have to tell you, Adam, early in that count, I saw at off speed and I thought, that can't possibly be the changeup, can it? It was. It pitched backwards and it got to the 97 mile an hour heat. Casey Yamauchi, righty to righty. Ball one low. Fastball. By the way, I'm looking at San Francisco de Macorís, Dominican Republic. See all the major leaguers from it. Former Lugnut Richard Urania, that was his hometown. The 1-0. Out of strike called at the knees. So the strike zone might be skinny on both sides, but north and south, that grazed the shadow zone. 11-7, Lansing leading. Four runs into the sixth. Two outs, runner at first. Yamauchi swings and grounds it to shortstop off of broken bat. Jarvis shovels to second in time. Nankill forced, and the side retired. Eight batters came up, though, for Lansing. Four runs scored. Will Simpson, a two-run single. He has knocked in six overall for the game. And as we go to the seventh, it's 11-7, Lugnuts on Superhero Night from Jackson Field. Speaking of superheroes, Adam Jackson coming up with the call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Seven to seven, our score as we head to the seventh inning. A wild one tonight on a Friday evening in Michigan State Capitol. Yason Sanchez's first pitch. That's outside, ball one. Welcome to the game, a new pitcher. I don't know if welcome is the term we should use.
Good luck.
Yes, it has been a tough night for pitchers. A pitch, that is in there, strike one. But that doesn't mean that Yason Sanchez can't turn that around. The righty 6'2". 165-pound, 23-year-old from the Dominican Republic. 1-1, outside and low. 2-1 as he faces Jim Jarvis, Bennett Lee, and Patrick Lee. 7, 8, and 9 for West Michigan in a football game, kind of, turned basketball game of runs. 2-1, line drive out to right field, hanging base hit. Down the line it goes. Nankiel scoops it up, holds Jarvis to a single. But here come the Whitecaps. Leadoff man is aboard in the seventh.
Let me throw something at you. Marco Jimenez, I would argue, is one of the top two relievers in this Whitecaps pen. You face them in a game that you win. You figure it should set the Lugnuts up fairly well for the weekend.
Polo. Time called, and we had a late flip of the equipment there from Bennett Lee. Blew it off, and home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins, lets him put it back on and reset in the box from the right side. A short, concise stance for Lee. Yazone's pitch. Down low, ball one. So Sanchez comes in here to try and, have an effortless half inning, which has not been the trend here over the last few half innings. Time called again for the equipment. All right. Bennett Lee says enough of this. I'm just tossing this thing to the side here. And on deck mate, Patrick Lee. Lee to Lee on that toss to the dugout. 1-0 pitch. That jumps in there, bottom of the zone, strike one. So we open with a Will Simpson three-run shot in the first. And Lansing got a three-run third inning. The two-run TJ Schofield Sam homer in there. They made it 6-0. Then tacked on one more in the fourth, 7-0 Lansing after four. The pitch, swing and a miss. Came in under the hands of Lee, 1-2. And then here came West Michigan, four runs in the fifth. Three more in the sixth. They tied it at 7 in the sixth. And then Lansing tacked on 4 in the bottom of the sixth. And it's now 11-7. And we still have a third of the way go as we play on here in the seventh.
This must be what it's like to watch PCL baseball.
Yeah. Midwest League baseball tonight, though. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. All right, what I want to know is, does Bennett Lee get time again? He's gotten time three different times in this at-bat. Does he get one more? We have his time. 2-2 pitch. And a high hopper ball through the first base side into right field. First two have reached, and this is the bottom of the order. And here we go with West Michigan. One of those nights where it might be good to be the last team to bat. And that, of course, belongs to the Lugnuts, the home team. They lead 11-7. We've had 18 combined runs. We've had 28 combined hits, each team with 14. I mean, this has been a high-scoring series, high-hitting series. Yesterday, Lansing at 14. Pitch lifted out to shallow left, but foul down the left field line. So, West Michigan 14 hits today. Lansing 14 hits today. Lansing 14 yesterday. West Michigan 12. West Michigan had 16 the day before. Lansing just a measly 7.
The last two Whitecaps hit safely were the last two here, Jarvis and Lee.
The 0-1 pitch. The bouncing ball foul. And just to finish up, Whitecaps 18 hits. On Tuesday, Lansing with just 7 there. So, yeah, we've had a lot of hits, especially from the Whitecaps. And, yeah, it's the bottom of the order has been doing it tonight, just as well as the top for West Michigan. Two on, nobody out. Lead 2-for-3. 0-2. Swing and it's fouled off at the plate. Patrick Lee struck out looking in the second, and then he doubled, scored a run in the fifth. Single then in the sixth. 7 batters came to the plate in the sixth. 9 came to the plate in the fifth. That's where all 7 of West Michigan's runs came in those two frames. Ason Sanchez looking for his first out after taking over for Garrett Irvin to open his 7th inning. 0-2 pitch. Popped up right side of the infield. Infield fly in effect. Sanchez called off last second. Bautista Jr. right behind him to the right of the mound. One down. It looked like Sanchez was trying to take that. And Danny Bautista Jr. said, not so fast, Lee Corso style. And he gets the first out of this 7th inning. And now back to the top of the card. That makes that a massive out with how effective the top of the order has been. Seth Stevenson, 2-for-4, double, single in his last two at-bats. The pitch. Right-hander swings through that slider away. Again, against Morales, they were pretty much unable to do anything through the first four innings of the game. They only had three hits and three walks and no runs. That's changed at the end of his outing. The pitch, outside. And it started with the end of Morales' outing. He got hit hard in the fifth. Didn't get through the fifth, got through four and a third. Gave up four runs, five walks, four strikeouts, and the big home run that came from Max Anderson, who waits on deck. 11-7 nuts, top seven. The pitch, way outside, and that gets away from C.J. Rodriguez. So up to second and third go the Whitecap runners and Jarvis and Lee. It's a wild pitch. Another one here tonight for Lansing. They've had a few. And a base hit here could get this to a two-run game.
Well, that's the key, too, that it's not just base hits. 2-1.
Time called here for Seth Stevenson. One ball, two strikes. We'll be back here tomorrow at 7:05. It is Faith and Family Night. And then on Sunday, it is Capital City Market Kids Day. 2-1 pitch. Lifted out to center field. Backing up is Lasco to his right. Has it. This will score a run. Tagging is Jarvis. He comes in. Throw goes to third. It's a three-run Lugnut lead. Seth Stevenson, sack fly to bring in his second RBI.
Because of the wild pitch.
Just can't make mistakes against West Michigan. You really can't make mistakes tonight with either of these red-hot offenses. Here's Max Anderson. First pitch. Bottom of the zone, inside corner, strike one. Mistake made to Anderson in the last two at-bats. A two-run shot to right center, and then a single in the sixth. 11-8 nuts, top seven. Two outs, the pitch. Right in there, but a little bit low. Anderson also walked back in the first inning. Important game as we get closer and closer to the end of the season for who's going to get that second playoff spot in the Eastern Division. The pitch. Checked it. He came around, though. That swept in under the hands. 1-2. Dayton came in the leader tonight, 27-18. West Michigan right behind him, half game, 26-18. Great Lakes, 24-21. And Lansing, 20-25. And then Fort Wayne, 17-28. 1-2. Poked on. Sent out to shallow second on high bounces. Grabbed by Schofield. Sam overhand throw to first in time. And that'll do it for the seventh. So one run comes in after two hits. One left stranded. We head to the bottom of the seventh to stretch it out. Lansing 11, West Michigan 8.
Out in the crowd, just a fun, out in the crowd, I am the air.
All right, high scorer tonight, 11-8, Lansing leads as we head to the bottom of the seventh. And I'm here 2.5 hours deep, all stretched out at Jackson Field. Marco Jimenez throws home to C.J. Rodriguez. Launched out to left center field. This is hit well. Campos is going back. He's at the track. Makes the catch as he heads into the Miller Lite padded sign out there. A big swing that ends 369 feet away in the mitt of Roberto Campos. Boy, C.J. Rodriguez has crushed a couple of baseballs tonight. One a double, the other to center field twice.
I thought that we were going to see Nate's prediction come true.
It was close. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Righty-righty to pitch home. At the bottom of the zone, strike one. Nuts trying to tack on one more. They already lead 11-8. We might as well get to an even 20 total runs in this game, right? Pitch home. That breaks in there, strike two.
I mean, I was thinking someone was going to score 20.
Well, it's not out of the question. We got a long way to go.
And to think that I was worried that rain might postpone this game, no.
The only thing that's been raining is the runs. The 0-2 pitch. That slice back off the netting. Bautista Jr. stays alive. The scoreboard is getting a workout tonight with all of the tallies. 11 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Lansing. 8 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for West Michigan. The pitch. That is in there on the outer edge, but not called a strike. Right there on the edge of the zone, 1-2. Bautista Jr. is 2-for-3 tonight. He tripled in his last at-bat to right center. Jimenez turns, kicks, throws. Swing and a miss. High heat, 98. Woo! Second strikeout, two away. So here comes Johnny Butler. We asked you back in the fourth inning how many times in franchise history has a Lugnuts player had 6 hits in a game. That's the most in their franchise's history. It has been done not just once. Pitch home. Johnny Butler takes it low, ball one. Righty-lefty matchup here. Base is clear. Two away. The pitch. Shot foul. Third base side. Any answers?
No correct answer sent in that I can see.
Well, this was inspired by Jesse and today in Lugnuts history. Emilio Guerrero went 6-for-6 against these Whitecaps in 2013. The pitch. That is low and outside. 2-1. And that is one of 4 times in Lugnuts history that they have had 6 hits in a game. Ryan McBroom, the last to do it. The pitch, that's bounce foul. Going to go back to 2015 when Ryan McBroom did it back in mid-July. He had a pretty good season that year.
Yes, he did.
11-8, Nuts lead. Bottom seven, two outs, bases clear. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. That's held on to by Lorenzo. And a rare, speedy half inning. We will head to the eighth inning. 11-8, Lansing leads.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, off to the eighth inning we go at Jackson Field, late into the night, just past 9:30 in the Eastern time zone. Yea's own Sanchez is back out to face Tyrone Laronzo, switch-hitting left-hander. And we got a little stoppage here. I'm not sure what we're waiting for. Home plate umpire looks like he's adjusting some equipment on his mask. Yes, that's the case. Looked like he was looking down at the dirt there, but had his mask in hand, so now he's got it situated on his head. We're ready to go. First pitch home. Way outside, ball one. Laronzo, Campos, and Pacheco on a Friday night in Michigan State Capitol in front of a big Lugnuts crowd. 1-0 pitch. Whacked up in the air. Third baseline, foul territory. Simpson has room onto the warning track, fades back to the grass, makes the catch. And Laronzo is put away. Big first out with how dangerous Tyrone Laronzo has been in this series. That's the second time the Nuts have got him here tonight. Here comes Roberto Campos. He's been retired just once. Pitch home. Sweeps down low, ball one. Two singles and a walk. Struck out looking in his first at bat. Hot and sticky evening. Pitch home. That slides in there. Strike one. Started the night at 79 degrees. Don't look at first pitch temp, it'll tell you 75. 1-1. Bounced off the foot there of Campos, and he's hobbling around that right leg. It is cooled to 74, and there are storms that are in the distance, expected to be here later, and potentially throughout the weekend. So the humidity is now pushing 85%. We started at around 70%. It is, again, getting closer and closer. We had rain throughout last night, just one of those weekends with some storm cells, but have been dry all throughout tonight to this point. 1-2. Way inside. Campos straightened out and just got out of the way. Now it's 11, Whitecaps 8. It's been a heck of a game, back and forth, and it really has been a game of runs. Time called for Roberto Campos. Lansing scored 7 straight. Whitecaps scored 7 straight. Lansing scored 4 straight. Whitecaps scored 1. Pitch. Check swing, and that gets away from Rodriguez. He checked down the first baseline. He did not offer, so it's 3-2. And it's a game that really has, with all the stoppages and all the big half innings, it's felt like there has not been a ton of consistency. It's been kind of choppy. It's gotten us to 2.5 hours. Pitch, going outside, ball four. But this is kind of the games that West Michigan has been accustomed to playing lately. I mean, they are 13-4 in their last 17. Their offense has taken off since the addition of Max Clark and Isaac Pacheco coming back. Kevin McGonigal has since gone down on the IL, but an offense that was already having potential and then added some more bats, and they have become a tough out. Here is Isaac Pacheco. Righty-lefty, the pitch home. That is low, ball one. Sanchez came in the seventh, Gave up a couple of hits and one run. That was it, though. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Still sitting at 14 hits apiece for both teams. On a game that we looked on paper as, well, a chance for a pitcher's duel. 1-1. That's down low. Chance, Jesse. I said a chance.
I mean, we could still have a two-inning pitcher's duel.
Sure. Sections of the game were pitcher duels.
Nah, this is an old-fashioned slugfest.
2-1 pitch. Outside. Right now, for Yeison Sanchez, he's in danger of walking a second straight. Looks like Hunter Breaux is the man that is warming up right now for the Lugnuts in the pen. Just started the tosses, standing up. Three-one pitch to Pacheco, and that is at the bottom of the zone. Strike two. Pacheco started to wheel his bat, was ready to toss. Holds on to it. Five hits for Pacheco in this series. And he will get a payoff here. One on, one out. Top eight at Jackson Field. 3-2. In there, called strike three. Same exact pitch in the same exact spot. Pacheco down on strikes. Yeison Sanchez's first K of the night.
I would call that wishful thinking from Pacheco.
Maybe just trying to sell it, too. Because, yeah, he tossed the bat and had to go pick it up as he made his way back to the dugout. Two outs. Here is Luke Gold. The pitch. Swing and a miss. How much confidence does that give Yeison Sanchez? Boy, oh boy. West Michigan is calling time very early in at-bats and often. All right, Luke Gold is settled back in there. Pitch home. This is lifted out to shallow left. In comes Dickey. On a sprint, out goes Yamauchi. It's Dickey who makes the catch behind him. And we will head to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing leading 11-8. Well pitched right there by Yeison Sanchez.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the eighth, Lansing in front, 11-8, in front of a full Jackson Field here. They come out for an offensive showdown between the Nuts and the Whitecaps. Lansing three outs away from evening this series, up two games apiece. Trying to add on some more, Ryan Lasko, Jared Dickey, Will Simpson, heart of the order against the new man, Tanner Kola, the righty, throws home. Down low, ball one. Well, I would say the more runs, the better. Certainly rings true on a night like tonight, where we have seen 19 runs, 28 hits, just one error on West Michigan. The pitch, Q skewed back off the netting. Strike one. This is one of those games that, even though it is longer, you're glad that, at least to this point, it's not extra long, because rain is coming later tonight. 1-1. Way outside. Bangs off the backstop. Billboard there. Lasko tonight has reached twice with a base hit and a walk. Scored a run. Stole a bag. Righty, righty. 2-1 pitch. Cued back. Boy, is he taking targeting practice at the crowd mic down there, Jesse. He is awfully close. Making us nervous up here. 2-2. That's up high.
See what that tells me, because the crowd mic is basically directly behind home plate. When the ball gets fouled, that straight back, that lets you know that he's right on these pitches.
3-2. Shot foul up above the sweet level to our right. Just an outstanding crowd tonight that really has got their money's worth with a heck of a game, a ton of offense, a ton of action overall. 3-2. That's in, and it gets the front elbow, it looks like, potentially, of Lasko. Was it elbow, hand? It's somewhere. And Lasko is being awarded first base. West Michigan not happy. Manager Tony Cappicelli is going to head out there and get the word on what happened. But if it hits him, it hits him, and it's an HBP. It's tough because he checked the swing but didn't come around. So it's either a question of did it hit the bat or did it hit the gear. And right now they're saying that it hit the gear, according to Justin Hopkins. Tough one to call. Again, with all the gear that these players are wearing, it makes more of a distinct hard sound like you would think for a bat. And you're really just kind of relying on the player if you don't see it. Jared Dickey steps in. The pitch, it's low. Throw down to second. That's late. A tap of the head there as Lasko slid in with the steal. Jarvis was trying to get it there in time, but Dickey, or rather Lasko, just too speedy.
It's a lovely quick tag by Jarvis, trying to make a play of it.
Head tap. It really was. Almost looked like he was trying to deke him. The pitch. This is lifted out towards left, twisting away from Lee, who's running, sliding, and it's in fair play and heading towards the wall after the dive. Around third, here comes Lasko. He's in to score. Dickey right behind him. He's standing up into third with a triple. Just a little poke down the line. It's 12-8 nuts.
Jared Dickey might not like how close that got at third base as he ran out of steam and went in standing, because he nearly got nabbed. But here at Jackson Field, if you're an outfielder, you gamble and you don't get it, that's major trouble.
Major trouble. Second triple tonight for the Nuts. First from Bautista Jr. Infield in. The pitch. Simpson swings and foul tips. Strike one. Well, the record for most RBIs in a game for the Lugnuts is 8. Will Simpson, do you have a home run in you? Because he's got 6 right now. The 0-1. Outside. 1-1. A 3-run shot for Simpson in the first. A sack fly in the fourth. A 2-run single in the sixth. Dickey is at third. Nobody out in the eighth. 12-8 nuts. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. Line drive snagged by Anderson, using his glove as a shield. 96 right at him off the bat for the out. Tough luck for Will. And that is your first out of this eighth inning. Holy smokes.
That'll teach him to hit it so hard.
Yeah, what is he thinking? Just bloop one down the line like he just saw Dickey do. Here's Nate Nankill. He's 2-for-4, 6 hits last 2 nights. The pitch, outside, 1-1. Lansing, though, they're taking advantage of their opportunities. How about 8 for 14 with runners in scoring position? That's something we have kept a close eye on the last couple of weeks because they have struggled in that category. Not tonight. 1-0. That's down low at the bottom of the zone for strike one. Nuts 12, Caps 8, bottom 8, coming up on 3 hours in. Boy, we never play three-hour baseball games anymore. Very rare. 1-1, line drive past the lunging shortstop, Jarvis, base hit. Dickey taps home. It's a 13-8 Lug lead. A four-hit night last night, a three-hit night tonight for Nate Nankill.
All he does is put his bat on the ball, and he hits it firm. He's hitting 379 now in high A.
The pitch. DJ Schofield Sam takes it, strike one. Yeah, that was 99 off the bat after Simpson just went 96. Lugnuts have tacked on two. They lead by five, 13-8. This game was once tied 7-7. The 0-1. Ooh, that comes in and it hits. Schofield Sam, that is a stinger.
TJ gets hit a lot.
Yes, he does. He got hit a couple of times in that series last week in Midland. And now there are two on, and here comes Casey Yamauchi. The Lugnuts have a chance to really put their foot down on the Whitecaps in this eighth inning. First, though, Dan Riccobal, the pitching coach, coming out. Have a word with Tanner Kolob. So to begin this eighth inning, we've gone HBP, RBI triple, 96 off the bat, line drive right at the second baseman Anderson. That with the infield in, by the way. Nankill RBI single, TJ Schofield Sam, HBP. Casey Yamauchi getting ready to come to the plate. 13 runs, 16 hits for Lansing tonight.
Marco Jimenez is sitting back going, honestly, guys, what's so hard about this? Faced five batters, I got them all out. What's going on with all the rest of you?
Luis Morales, through the first four innings, would also like to say that. And then the fifth happened. I mean, this was a game that, again, after four innings, Lansing was dominating. They're up 7-0, and it kind of felt like it was over. And West Michigan said, nah, we're gonna score seven runs in two innings and tie this thing up. All right, here's the pitch. Outside, ball one.
If both of these runners score, the Lugnuts would take a second seven-run lead in this game.
Game of runs, right?
The chant is more runs.
The pitch. Is it more runs or was it ball one? I just can't tell.
It was ball one. And now it's ball two.
But more runs, actually.
I like that.
I like that better. They are observant here. Here's the ball two pitch. Ball three. Ball three. Ball three.
It's one sweet. It's a sweet on the first base side.
Chris Snyder draining them out. The pitch. That's in there, strike one. The audacity to drone out the chanting sweep. I mean, they're giving Lansing facts right now. Two on, one out, 13-8 Nuts. The pitch. That's launched first base side and out of play, 3-2. Yamauchi tonight, another day at the office for Yamauchi. Single, walk, steal, run scored. Just being a pest. Being a pest at the bottom of the order. Nankill is at second. Schofield Sam is at first. Two are already in here in the eighth against Tanner Kolob. Nuts would love more, though. 30 combined hits in this game. 21 combined runs. The pitch. whacked foul up into the black sky. Look out, Large Street. See, it doesn't work as well. See, you know, the delay with the stream. The ball could hit them, Jesse. I'm trying to help.
You got to get the sweet chanting, look out, Carr.
Look back to second. And Nankiel is in there safely. Boy, I can't wait to hear what they chant next. I'm on literally the edge of my seat waiting.
Well, they're going through every chant that they know.
And they're just making up new ones as they go, too, I think. 3-2 pitch. That's fouled back towards the lower bowl. And a great grab down there. How about that? Dad makes the catch and hands it to his daughter. That's good stuff.
A fan in a Randy Moss uniform gave a standing ovation. The real Randy Moss would have also appreciated.
Randy.
As long as the dad didn't Moss the daughter for the souvenir.
That is a disgusting act. 3-2. Lifted out to center field, hanging up. Campos to his right makes the catch. And there are two outs. You know what, Joe Buck? It's actually not, because it was in front of the Green Bay fans. And it was hilarious.
Hey, Lions, Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, so C.J. Rodriguez, the last chance here for the Nuts to tack on more. They're up 5 in the 8th, 13-8, 2 on, 2 out. The pitch. Rodriguez takes it down low. He has had some excellent at-bats tonight. Double in the 3rd, and then 2 hard-hit fly balls to deep center field. One of them was caught right against the wall by Campos, his last at-bat. 1-0. On the outside corner, you just find yourself rooting for balls to be thrown now so we can hear the next chant. They don't chant when there are strikes thrown, obviously. 1-1 pitch. On the ground, hard hit right at the shortstop, Jarvis. Quick sling to second. Anderson has it, and that will force us out of the 8th. But two more hits, 2 HBPs, and 2 more runs. Lansing leads 13-8. They're 3 outs away from evening this series. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you if they can do that when we return.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Three outs away to the ninth inning, 13-8, Lugnut leading the Whitecaps. What a ball game. 3 in the first, 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth for a 7-0 Nuts lead. 4 in the fifth, 3 in the sixth for the Whitecaps, and we are tied 7-7. 4 in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Lugnuts led 11-7. Whitecaps scored 1 in the seventh, Nuts countered with 2 in the eighth, 13-8, here we go. 24 outs thus far recorded. Hunter Brough coming to the mound. Brough is the Lugnuts' fourth pitcher of the ballgame. He has on Sanchez 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Jim Jarvis greeting him, batting left. Righty offers. I'd start things off with a called strike. Fastball at 95 on the inner corner. 7-8-9 here. Jarvis, Lee, and Lee. And a 1. Swing at a foul tip. And strike 2. Throw and splitter. The mustachio Jim Jarvis. 1-for-4 with a single. He scored the 8th run in the 7th inning. Throws 0-2. Got him swinging. Splitter strikes at Jarvis. 1 gone. Now Bennett Lee. Lee is 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. Righty versus righty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. How good is this from Hunter Breaux?
It's very odd to see a pitcher come out here and throw like 4 pitches in a row that are swung on and missed.
Well, pitch number 5. Strike 2 called on the outside corner. 5 pitches, 5 strikes.
Yeah.
I think the chant is 4 more strikes. 13-8, Lugnuts. Throws 0-2. On its way. Bouncer foul left side. Hey. Not everyone can be immaculate.
Come on, man. It would have been perfect. This game makes no sense for there to be an immaculate inning. It would have been hilarious. Dang it. I'm leaving.
2-strike pitch. Got him swinging.
Come on.
7 pitches, 7 strikes, 2 strikeouts. Baby Groot is dancing on the video board. Here's Patrick Lee. Hunter Breaux's 33rd appearance of the year. All out of the pen. Nuts up by 5, 1 out away. Lee takes a called strike. 8 pitches, 8 strikes. They believe. Out of 1. Swing and a miss, strike 2. The fans here have been spirited tonight since the very start. They've seen 9 straight strikes from Breaux. Pitch number 10. Down and away. His first one outside the zone. Now see if it had gone strike 1, strike 2, strike 3 to both Jarvis and Bennett Lee. That would have broken Adam's heart. As it is. 1 strike away. The 1-2. Outside for ball 2.
Well, and Jesse, we're now at jeopardy. We're not going to make it to 3 hours, potentially. We're 4 minutes away. A lot of things happening here.
10 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. 13-8. Lugnuts. Breaux throws. A ground ball cued past on her Breaux. Second baseman Schofield Sam over the first. And this Lugfest is over. The Lugnuts 13. The Whitecaps 8. The crowd gigantic and dynamic. MAFQ fireworks are coming up. And so is the Lugnuts postgame show. The Whitecaps won the first 2 games of the series. The Lugnuts have won the last 2. And 2 games remain.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts go 9 for 17 with runners in scoring position. Will Simpson knocks in 6. And the Lugnuts outslug the West Michigan Whitecaps. Final score 13-8 on a Friday night in Michigan State Capitol in front of 7,851. Well, we got this game done in 2 hours and 57 minutes. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Remembers when a 4-2 game would take 3 hours and 24 minutes. Not tonight. Tonight, how about every single batter? Didn't matter whether you were a Lugnut or a Whitecap, everybody collected at least one hit. And that's how we went battling back and forth. 7 runs for the Lugnuts, 7 runs for the Whitecaps, and then the Lugnuts had the answer. They outscored West Michigan 6-1 from the bottom of the 6th inning onward. Adam, how about this ball game?
Not really sure what to say about this one. This was crazy. High scoring, back and forth. But, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to Lansing, right? They go up 7-0. They put their foot on the gas. And West Michigan in 2 half innings. That's how potent their offense is. 2 half innings, and they tied the score at 7. And Lansing came right back after they tied the score and then go back in front. They get 4 on the board. And then they tack on 2 more. So it was an up-and-down game, and the Nuts outlasted the Whitecaps and their great offense. And here we are after 4 games, when it looked like after Wednesday, West Michigan may not lose a game in this series with how great they were. Lansing has evened things up.
You're taking on a pitcher in Joe Miller who has blanked the Lugnuts, and not only that, in his last 7 starts, 6 of them shutout. He went the whole month of July. He didn't allow any runs. He allowed runs today. And his offense picked him up. Will Simpson hit a first-inning 3-run homer. T.J. Schofield-Tan hit a third-inning 2-run homer. But then that response, as you mentioned. So after the Whitecaps tied up the game 7-7, the bottom of the 6th inning, the very first batter, Danny Bautista Jr. tripled. And that's how you knew this offense was going to find a way.
Yeah, that was the first time that Lansing got some momentum back in this park, because it had been sucked out, obviously, by West Michigan. I mean, they'd scored 7 in a row in 2 innings, and the lead evaporated so quickly. But, yeah, Bautista Jr. punched the ball out to right center, gets a triple. They knock him in. They end up scoring 4 runs, right? It's not just, half deflating. Well, they gave the lead right back up. They give up 4 runs, and Lansing took a stranglehold right back on the game. So how many times have we seen that this year? When Lansing wins a game, they give up runs, they come right back and answer. That was the case tonight.
Max Clark not in the starting lineup today either for West Michigan.
It wasn't really missed. No offense to Max. I mean, they did all right offensively.
Lansing also did all right offensively. How about Will Simpson's day?
Yeah, 6 knocked in. 3-run homer to set the table early in the game. 2-run single in the 6th. I mean, he's got a runner at 3rd in the 8th inning, and he pounds it 96 off the bat. And Anderson is lucky that his face is still attached. That dude had a night, and we've been saying it and seeing it all year from Will Simpson. He has been consistently great for the Lugnuts, and he was again tonight.
You've got other candidates if you'd like to spotlight. Johnny Butler at the top of the order. 3 hits, a walk, 3 runs scored. Nate Ankel, another 3 at game. Anybody else you want to talk about or team offense?
Yeah, this is a Kevin Kuzminoff graphic night. hitting coach for the Nuts. I mean, I think he's pretty excited about the way, really, the last 2 Fridays, right? Lansing took advantage of their opportunities last Friday in Great Lakes. They do it again tonight. They were exceptional at the plate. I mean, you got to go to the 6th inning before they even struck out tonight, and they only struck out 4 total times.
Pitching-wise, how about Yeison Sanchez with a crucial shutdown inning? scoreless eighth after allowing a run in the seventh. And then Hunter Brough, a perfect ninth. So the Whitecaps offense had been roaring. And at the back end of the pen, the Lugnuts silenced them.
Yeah, I thought the biggest moment in the game pitching-wise for Lansing was that eighth inning when Sanchez walked Campos on six pitches, and then he was down 3-1 to Isaac Pacheco, but he came back, got him to strike out on the same fastball, low in the zone, back-to-back pitches, and then he found his confidence right after that, got the flyout two pitches later, and they cruised from there.
And now the Lugnuts can go for a third straight win over these Whitecaps. Tomorrow night, Jake Garland gets the ball. Oh, by the way, West Michigan is countering with their ace, Jaden Hamm. So let's have some more fun tomorrow, shall we?
I think we will. This series has turned into something, and, well, we might have another long one, Jesse. We'll see.
Before we call it a night, this has happened between the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps before, right? You go back to June. These two teams split the first four games of the series. And then Saturday, the Lugnuts lost 10-3. Sunday, they lost 10-3. Then you go to West Michigan. In July, the Lugnuts won three of the first four games of that series. Then on Saturday, they lost 7-1. On Sunday, they lost 11-0. So this weekend is going to be highly important for the Lugnuts to see how things go. They're 0-4 Saturdays and Sundays against the Whitecaps.
And really, the last couple weekends, I mean, it's something they got to finish the series and do a good job. And if they're going to make a push for the playoffs, it's got to continue tomorrow and Sunday.
Yes, yes. Well, for Nate Miller and Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final score. The Lugnuts 13, the Whitecaps 8. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Here's wishing you well. Have a terrific night. Tonight was offensive in the best possible way. Good night and go Nuts!